Bucks scrum for three. Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown. Breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Hurry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season. The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Buccaneer Arena as the Tri-City Storm will take on the Des Moines Buccaneers in the second-to-last game of the 2013-14 season. I'm Jared Sheffrin here in the Viero Wireless pregame show with you on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. The Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers, it'll be their sixth and final meeting of the season here tonight in Des Moines, and then Tri-City will take on the Lincoln Stars tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. Tomorrow night's game already sold out at the Viero Event Center. Tonight's game may have a little bit of a delay if the Tri-City Storm in warm-ups have broken a piece of glass here, but they seem to be getting it repaired in a pretty timely fashion in Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm still on the ice. They've been given an extension to the warm-up since the glass broke. The Buccaneers already back in their locker room. Tri-City still on the ice finishing their warm-up here as we step inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Storm and Buccaneers have had quite the season series this year already. Tri-City has won three of the first five games between these two. Two of the games, the Storm have won by 1-0 scores. They won the first meeting of the season on October 5th, Jacob Johansson with a 1-0 shutout. Ryan McMurphy had the game-winning goal in that one. And then most recently, on February 1st at the Viero Event Center, a game that was 0-0 the whole way, and the Storm won in a shootout, 1-0 final. Cody Milan had the victorious shootout goal in that game. Other games these two teams have played, Des Moines defeated Tri-City 6-2 on October 18th, and they also defeated Tri-City 3-2 on December 6th. The Storm got a win on January 31st by a score of 5-3 over Des Moines, and this will be the sixth and final meeting between these two teams. Tri-City has won three out of their last five games with Hayden Levine in net. Levine will get the start once more tonight. It's emergency backup from the Omaha Lancers U18 program, Justin Katola, who steps in as the emergency backup. Levine will get the start for Tri-City in both games this weekend. Johansson still out with that mono bug, but Jacob Johansson was able to make the trip with the team to Des Moines this week, so that is encouraging for him, but he will not play in either of the final games this weekend. The Tri-City Storm finally leaving the ice here as warm-ups conclude at Buccaneer Arena. We're going to step aside and take a quick break on the Viero Wireless pregame show. It's the Storm and Buccaneers tonight on the Breeze. We've got your behind enemy lines and Coach's Corner coming up next here on the Breeze 94.5.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back to the Viera Wireless pregame show here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers getting ready to do battle in a pregame ceremony here at Buccaneer Arena as they honor some of the Des Moines players here in the final game at Buccaneer Arena this season. Storm will have their season-ending game at the Viero Event Center tomorrow night against Lincoln at 7:05. And they just honored Daniel Elser as one of the team MVPs here this season. Elser, a 1993 birth year, one of the older guys on this Buccaneers team. But tonight we are going to look inside the behind enemy line. And we're going to talk about Tanner Carty, Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And Tanner Carty, one of the leading scorers against the Tri-City Storm this season with a goal and four assists. He's also a +2 with one game-winning goal in the five games between these two teams. In 58 games, Carty has scored 13 goals and 21 assists. He's played in every single Bucs game thus far, 34 total points, 114 penalty minutes, no share of shortage of penalty minutes for Carty this season. He's got one shorthanded goal, two shorthanded assists, and three game-winning goals, 146 shots on net, and again, the leading scorer against Tri-City this season. Tanner Carty will be, again, in the lineup here for Des Moines, playing with Willem Nong-Lambert and Jake Jackson on the team's first line. Elser, as I mentioned before, will be with Ryan Galt and Michael Marnell. Those are the top two lines here for this Des Moines team. And they've been a very solid team all season against Tri-City. Very close matchups. However, these two teams are also tied in the Western Conference standings. Tied for sixth right now. And the winner here will take over sole possession of sixth place. And then there'll be one more game. Des Moines will head up to Fargo for the game tomorrow night. Tri-City will go back home to face the Lincoln Stars. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner. Got to speak with head coach Jim Holton just a short while ago here on the Breeze 94.5.
Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton here in the Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers getting ready to do battle. The Storm's final road trip of the season here on a Friday night in Des Moines. And coach, obviously your team had a lot of drive and a lot of heart in that last game on Sunday night against Sioux City. I assume you're trying to get what you can out of them here in this weekend, trying to do what you did on Sunday.
Well, exactly what we're trying to do, and these are difficult games for everybody involved, but you appeal to the pride level and to the natural competitors that they all are. And you know, I think after last weekend, really the mandate is to try to end on a positive, win these two games, feel good about ourselves heading into the off season, and fuel ourselves with some optimism for the future. And the only way we do that is to take care of business here tonight.
Unfortunate news at the end of the game there on Sunday. Chase Berger goes down with an injury, so you're without one of your centers, and Ryan McMurphy able to move up and take that position in between Dan Lebosky and Austin Pogansky here tonight.
Yeah, the injury bug, or the curse, whatever you want to call it, continues to plague us. Chase took a shot off his foot fairly early in that game on Sunday, but managed with his adrenaline to keep himself going through it. But then we discovered with the x-ray on Monday that, in fact, there was a break. So he's in a cast, a walking cast or boot, whatever you call it right now, and obviously he is not available for these two games. So McMurphy moves up, and it gives us a chance to look at yet another prospect in our system in Josh Gabriel. Josh is a 96-born player that played junior hockey with the Buffalo Junior Sabres under Mike Pekka's guidance this year. So excited, I guess, to get a chance to see another prospect for the evaluation, but disappointed for Chase, who's had a terrific second half that he couldn't finish off these final two games.
Gabriel played two games last year in the USHL. Not sure how much you got to talk to him, but that might help him, would you think, coming into tonight's game, knowing that he's played in this kind of an atmosphere before?
Definitely. I think the combination of the fact that he played a few games last year, plus he's played at the junior level, it's a big difference from some of the kids that we've seen recently coming in who are high school kids. The adjustment is extremely big for them with the size, the speed factor. But as I said, with Gabriel being a little bit older and having played a few games last year and at a competitive junior league in Canada, the Buffalo team plays in the Ontario Provincial Junior League, he's used to playing against a 19, 20-year-old. So exactly, I think it's going to be an easier transition for him.
Defensively, you keep the same six. Torrey Dello stays in the lineup with Kevin Kerr, and I'm sure you're going to be depending on a lot of those guys tonight in front of Hayden Levine.
Yeah, you know, this team's been I guess it's a credit to how good Torrey Dello is, but as we talked about on air after the game last Sunday, noticeable difference in our team with Torrey Dello back there. Just his poise, his patience, and his puck-moving ability makes a big difference. And, you know, we know what we're going to see a pretty fired-up Des Moines squad. This is their final home game. It's Fan Appreciation Night. We expect a pretty full building in here. And when you have two teams just playing for pride, normally they end up being hyper-competitive games. So we're going to have to be strong defensively.
Jim Holton joining us here in the Coach's Corner before tonight's game with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena. Jared Schaffrin with you getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. Buccaneers just gave out a whole bunch of awards here on the ice. MVP for the Buccaneers team this year was Ryan Ruck. And the fans award for the most appreciated player by the fans, Marcel Godbout. Best defenseman went to David Drake. And the, actually says the most improved defense went to David Drake. Most improved forward went to Brendan Shane, the UConn commit out of Pittsburgh, New York. And so, nice little ceremony by the Buccaneers, their fans, for the players before this one. Tri-City Storm and Buccaneers getting ready to go. Puck drop might be a little bit delayed here. They're still working on replacing the glass in the Tri-City Storm end. I'm still getting everything ready to go here at Buccaneer Arena, but we are going to get you the starting lineups tonight presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King, a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineups first for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm won 2 out of 3 games last week. 2 more road wins for the Storm. They now have 10 road wins on the season. 21 overall wins for Tri-City going into the final weekend of the year. And The Storm last year had 22 wins in 64 games. They'll only play 60 this year, and the Storm have a chance to eclipse that mark with two wins on the weekend here. Their lineup against Des Moines, a little bit different here tonight than it was last weekend. Chase Berger, unfortunately, broke a bone in his foot blocking a shot. He is done for the season and will not play in either night. Replacing him is Josh Gabriel. Gabriel comes in as an affiliate player. Nick Hutchison also into the lineup as Matthew Freitag headed back to Minnesota. Jake Wallen, though, affiliate player still here. So Wallen and Gabriel, two affiliates into the lineup. And the Storm will start their top line tonight. It'll be Dan Lebosky on the left wing, wears number 24, 5'7", 155 pounds, out of Edina, Minnesota. Lebosky in 57 games this year has scored 9 goals and registered 21 assists, and he is committed to Colorado College. At the center, moving up a couple lines here, number 9, Ryan McMurphy. Murph gets pushed up to the top line after playing on the fourth line last weekend, but scoring both game-winning goals for Tri-City last weekend. 6'1", 175 pounds out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 54 games for McMurphy this season. 12 goals and 7 assists. Got him 19 points for the Bentley commit. He's off to Bentley next year. This will be his final two games with the Storm. And McMurphy, hopefully, I'm hoping for McMurphy, he can pick up a point at some point this weekend, get into that 20-point column, and really that'd be impressive for McMurphy, who's mostly a defensive face-off player who plays a lot of penalty-killing minutes, and he's very much blossomed here on the offensive end. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Poganski, 6'1", 195 pounds out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Poganski has played 53 games this year, 18 goals, 11 assists for 29 points. He's committed to the University of North Dakota. On defense, the Storm will start Kevin Kerr on the left side, wears number 6, 5'11", 175 pounds out of Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Kerr has played in 51 games with a goal and 9 assists. He is committed to Penn State. On the right side defensively, Tori Dello, 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Dello has played in 44 games this year, had an injury over the last month, but came back last week, played in all three games last weekend. Dello, 2 goals and 5 assists this year in those 44 games, and he's committed to the University of Notre Dame. In net for the Tri-City Storm, number 41, Hayden Levine. 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. Levine's played in 25 games this year, goals against average of 3.93, and a save percentage of 89%. Levine is committed to the University of Michigan. Scratches tonight for Tri-City: Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Drew Mayer, Kyle Eastman, Jacob Johansson, and Chase Berger. The head coach of the Storm is Jim Holton, who just signed an extension to stay with the Storm for the next season, all through the 2014-15 year. Holton, it will be under contract. Assistant coach for the Storm is J.B. Bittner, and the athletic trainer is Matt Stern. Now look at the starting lineup for the Des Moines Buccaneers. The Bucs will start their second line here tonight, again tied in sixth place in the USHL's Western Conference with Tri-City. The two teams tied in sixth. Des Moines has 19 total wins, so a couple less wins, but they have 7 overtime losses, and that's how they make up the points in the standing. Bucks will start their second line tonight on the left wing, number 17, Michael Marnell. Marnell is 5'10", 177 pounds. This season, Marnell has been successful for Des Moines, has played in 45 games, 10 goals and 11 assists for 21 points. He is a St. Lawrence commit and a Huntington Station, New York native. Center on that second line that will get the start is number 8, Daniel Elser. Elser, 5'11", 176 pounds, out of Hopewell Junction, New York. And this season, he's the second leading scorer on the team. 15 goals, which leads the team, 16 assists for 31 points in 56 games. On the right wing, number 23, Ryan Gault. 5'10", 170 pounds, out of Omaha, Nebraska. Gault is committed to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And this season, he has scored 12 goals and 18 assists for 30 points in 57 games. On defense on the left side, number 2, Corey Schuneman. Schuneman, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Brighton, Michigan. Schuneman is committed to Western Michigan for college hockey. He is tied with Tanner Carty. The two of those players have played in every game this year for Des Moines, 58 so far. 3 goals and 19 assists for 22 points for Schuneman this year. On the right side of the defense, number 6, Mickey Wolf, an affiliate player here for Des Moines. Wolf has played in 7 games, has a goal thus far for the Buccaneers. They're very high on Wolf. They really like his play. He's out of Eagan, Minnesota, and he played at Eagan High School. 6'4", 200 pounds, a big boy, Mickey Wolf, and he's committed to the University of Minnesota at Duluth. In net for the Buccaneers is number 1, Ryan Ruck. Ruck is 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Ashburn, Virginia. He is committed to Northeastern University, just made that commit a couple weeks ago. And this season he's played in 34 games, has a record of 12-14-3, with 1 shutout, a goals against average of 3.02, and a save percentage of 91.7%. Ruck is the starter. Billy Christopoulos is the backup. And just a little bit of a note on Christopoulos, he has been fantastic against Tri-City in the 2 games that he has played, but has not had a win. Christopoulos, in the 2 games against Tri-City this year that he has played, a 0.48 goals against average and a 98.6% save percentage, but yet has 1 loss in regulation and 1 loss in overtime. Played in both of those games that were 1-0 wins for Tri-City, and Christopoulos is the backup tonight for Ryan Ruck, who gets the start. The scratches tonight for Des Moines, some significant ones. Oscar Norlov has been out since February 28th, and he was really a spark plug to this team's offense. Des Moines struggled offensively all season, and Oscar Norlov scored 8 goals in his first 17 games. He was a +4, a really, really positive contributor on offense, but lower body injury, he's been out, and he's scratched tonight. Josh Couturier, the defenseman, also scratched tonight. Same time, he suffered an injury on February 28th, has not made it back into the lineup, and another big loss defensively is Josh Couturier. Jarkko Parikka, the forward, wears number 12. He's also scratched tonight. The head coach of the Des Moines Buccaneers is John Roger. Roger coaching this team as a solo coach right now after the assistants for the Bucs were let go earlier last month. Roger still with the under the helm here for Des Moines, and he will be behind the bench again tonight for the Buccaneers. And a bit of a delay here for those of you expecting puck drop at 7:05. There was a broken pane of glass during the warm-ups in the Tri-City end, and then the Buccaneers had a ceremony announcing some awards here at the end of the season on Fan Appreciation Night here at Des Moines, in Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. So a little bit of a delay, but we'll get you tonight's 3 keys to the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street, Kearney, New West, for the athletes in all of us. And so the 3 keys tonight for Tri-City, number 1, got to be intensity right off the puck drop for Tri-City. They have to show that they have the intensity and they have to match Des Moines' intensity. Tonight, a lot of fans in the stands here, Fan Appreciation Night. You always want to win your last game in front of your home fans. Tri-City will be able to try to do that tomorrow when they face Lincoln tomorrow night. But right now, it's in Des Moines, and there's got to be some intensity here right off the puck drop for Tri-City. They also want to be able to play physical against this Des Moines team, a team that does not shy away from taking penalties. Ruslan Rakhmatov has 179 penalty minutes in this season. Connor Schmidt, the defenseman, 136 penalty minutes. And Tanner Carney, the team's leading scorer, is over 100 penalty minutes as well. So this team's not afraid to take penalties, not afraid to mix it up and get physical. And Tri-City going to try to do the same here tonight, play physical as well. And finally, got to get to the net and make it hard for Ryan Ruck in between the pipes for Des Moines. Ruck has been very good all season, a guy who, despite some tough defensive play in front of him, has held it together pretty well for Des Moines. Goals against average, about 3 goals per game is what Ruck lets up. Storm want to make it tough to play in front of Ruck's net and really try to make it as hard as they can here on this Des Moines goalie as we get set to go here tonight in Des Moines. The Tri-City Storm, Des Moines Buccaneers, still about 5 minutes away from puck drop here. So let's get you up to date on what's going on around the USHL right now. A lot of teams playing here tonight and trying to secure playoff spots and playoff positioning. Let's get you the out-of-town scoreboard right away here, presented by the Midway Auto Group. Team USA has opened up a 4-0 lead on Sioux City in the second period, about halfway through that game. Team USA with a 4-0 lead. Sioux City drew some bad cards this week. Had to drive from Sioux City all the way to Ann Arbor to face Team USA. Musketeers trying to either at least finish in third. Musketeers could actually finish from anywhere from second to fourth. And right now they're down 4-0 to Team USA. Sioux Falls is in action tonight as well in Lincoln. That game has not yet gotten underway in Lincoln, but Sioux Falls is in fourth, trying to catch Sioux City in third. The team in second place is Omaha, and they are in Fargo tonight, have not gotten underway just yet. Omaha and Fargo, another game going on tonight in the USHL. The number one team, the Waterloo Blackhawks, they're in Cedar Rapids tonight in the Western Conference. Another matchup there of Iowa teams, Waterloo in Cedar Rapids. The Rough Riders have locked up the second seed in the USHL's Eastern Conference. Indiana has the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, but they are losing tonight to Green Bay. Green Bay Gamblers, one of the teams vying for the fourth and final spot in the USHL's Eastern Conference. They have a 3-1 lead on the Indiana Ice on the road in Indiana, and Green Bay needs those points. Another team that needs points are both Muskegon and Chicago. Those two teams battling tonight. Muskegon, Chicago, Green Bay, and Team USA, all with a chance to get that fourth and final playoff spot in the USHL's Eastern Conference. Right now, again, Team USA up 4-0 on Sioux City, Green Bay up 3-1 on Indiana, and Muskegon and Chicago will get underway later tonight. That's a 7:30 start in Chicago at the Edge Ice Arena. Final game that we have to get you updated on here, Youngstown has a 1-0 lead on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Dubuque has clinched a playoff spot, and they will be the number three seed in the USHL's Eastern Conference. A lot going on here in the USHL. Final weekend of the season. Tri-City Storm here in Des Moines to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Should be a very, very good game here. A lot of tight checking game. And if Tri-City brings the intensity that we saw from them on Sunday afternoon in Sioux City, I think they'll be okay in this one. Des Moines, a team that has struggled as of late. They've lost a bunch of games in a row. They have not won at home in approximately eight games. It's been a tough stretch here for the Buccaneers. It's been an eight-game winless streak at home for the Bucs, and they've had that happen a few times in team history. But if they lose tonight, it'll be the first time they've ever been winless in nine straight games at home, and that is in the 34-year history of this Des Moines Buccaneers team. A lot of different elements going on here tonight in Buccaneer Arena as they send the fans off Fan Appreciation Night here in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. A lot going on here. Here on the Breeze, we wait for a little bit of a delay. Again, a little bit of a delay in this one as in the warm-up, Tri-City broke a pane of glass in their own end. Had to wait a little bit to get that fixed. That happened once this year already in Sioux Falls and had to get that fixed up. Just like that, we had a delay in Sioux Falls as well when that happened here tonight in Des Moines. Then they had to do a ceremony on the ice after warm-ups with all the Des Moines players. Very nice ceremony to get on the ice here for the players. A lot of awards given out for some of the better Des Moines players this season. And now we are just waiting here tonight as these two teams bounce to come out for the introductions and the starting lineup. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. We'll get you the full game action on the Breeze, 94-5, and exciting night in the USHL is the final weekend of the regular season. The Storm will play tomorrow night, Tri-City, against the Lincoln Stars. If you haven't heard already, that game is sold out. Fan Appreciation Night, Tri-City Storm Anderson Cup Tribute Night, going back to the 2003-2004 season. Very exciting night going to be tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Tickets are sold out. If you have tickets for tomorrow night's game and they're waiting for you at will call, everybody with the Storm organization encouraging people to come early because we're expecting a line at will call as people try to pick up their tickets. And if you don't want to wait in line, come to the game early to pick up your tickets. If you've already got your tickets, it should be a great game tomorrow night. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars expecting more than 4,000 fans in attendance. For that one, the Storm are on the ice here at Buccaneer Arena. The Buccaneers will shortly follow them. And we're going to take a quick break here as they announce the starting lineup and go with the national anthem. Puck drop in approximately 5 minutes right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Buccaneer Arena. Jared Chaffron with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Little extension of the Viero Wireless pregame show here tonight in Des Moines. The Buccaneers and Trying City Storm. We have yet to get underway in this one. A little bit of a delay in this one as the Storm broke a pane of glass in their own end. And then Des Moines with a little bit of a lengthy pregame ceremony. Buccaneers just entering the ice right now. So we'll get you caught up on everything here for the pregame show. These two teams, this is their final meeting of the season. They have met five times already. Trying City Storm has three wins, two of them have come via a 1-0 final score. Both of those shutout wins for Jacob Johansson. Hayden Levine is in between the pipes for Trying City tonight. He's expected to go tomorrow as well, as Levine has started the last five Trying City Storm games, and he's taken them to a 3-2 record in those last five contests. Buccaneers trying to break a home losing streak right now of eight consecutive winless games at home. Buccaneers trying to finish off things on a high note here at home in front of their fans, and they're trying to even the season series between the Storm and the Buccaneers. So a lot coming up here in this one. We'll get to the entire game here on The Breeze. All the action is coming up after we get to the national anthem here. Again, a little bit of a delay, but when we come back, it'll be the drop of the puck. And the Nebraska Lottery first period should be a good one between two teams that have a lot to play for here. And you heard Jim Holton before in the coach's corner. It's about pride here for the Trying City Storm. It's about pride for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Bucks don't want to lose their final game at home. Trying City wants to continue on this role they've been on, try to continue to play well here and get ready for tomorrow night's game as the Storm will take on the Lincoln Stars tomorrow night on Fan Appreciation Night. Again, we'll re-go through the starters here. The Storm start Lebosky, McMurphy, Poganski, Kevin Kerr, and Tori Dello. Hayden Levine in between the pipes. For Des Moines, Michael Marnell, Daniel Elser, Ryan Gault, Corey Schuneman, Nicky Wolf, and Ryan Ruck between the goalposts. And Buccaneers announcing their starting lineups here. They've got Nicky Wolf, who the Storm have not seen before, 6'4", 200 pounds. Out of Eagan, Minnesota. He is quite the body for Des Moines, and they're expecting him to be here full-time next year. He's an affiliate player committed to Minnesota Duluth. Very high expectations for Nicky Wolf. The leading scorer for this Des Moines team is Tanner Carty. He's played in every game this season out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. One of the only two Oklahoma natives in the USHL. He and Ryan McMurphy, they'll do battle here tonight. Little high school rivalry for those two. So we'll take a break here for the national anthem, and we will come back with a puck drop in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play next on The Breeze.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Cardi's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Here I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for joining us. The final road game of the season. I'm Jared Sheffrin, the Tri-City Storm, looking to continue a nice little swing of victories here. They won two out of three on the road last week, one against Fargo, one against Sioux City. And the Storm back out on the ice here tonight in Des Moines. Tri-City will go from right to left on your radio dial. In the first, Des Moines will go from left to right. The Storm are wearing their white uniforms tonight with purple lettering and numbering on the back and white helmets. Buccaneers tonight in their blue uniforms with blue helmets, red lettering and numbering on the back and white trim. Buccaneers, as I always say, very similar to the New York Rangers uniforms with Des Moines in the diagonal stripes down the center as the Rangers have. And we are underway here in Buccaneer Arena. Des Moines has won the opening faceoff, and they have the puck moving forward in neutral ice. Stopped by Lebowski, and he takes the other way. Lebowski into the zone. Shattering pass shot. Oh, missed the net. Poganski with a brilliant chance. Just 14 seconds into the game, sent up by Lebowski, and he couldn't put it home. And now the Storm have to retreat to neutral ice, and Ryan McMurphy sends it back in, goes off on a change. On the near side corner in the Des Moines end, 30 seconds in. It's worked out by Tri-City, but now Des Moines has the puck, and they're out to neutral ice. Buccaneers past the red line, send it into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz back to get it for Tri-City. Underway here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Grant Hutton for Tri-City with the puck. Hutton on the far side over to Wilkie in a neutral ice hit. Valisano in this game. Valisano tried to move forward. It was taken away by the Buccaneers. And now moved into the Tri-City end. Centering pass. Shot wide. Here by Godbout. Godbout picks it back up. Turnaround shot save made by Levine. Rebound loose in the near side. Pat Curry banks it up the wall. Bounces out to neutral ice. And Valisano centers a Wilkie. Wilkie brought it into the zone but then turned it over just as he got into the zone. Here comes Des Moines the other way. Buccaneers to the center. Puck rolled in wide of the net. Fritz played it to the near side for Pat Curry, and out to Wilkie at the center. Wilkie through neutral ice, into the zone, left it for Valenzano, far side, shot, save made by Rook. Donovan Gardner had the opportunity for Tri-City. Nice little setup from Wilkie to Valenzano, and Gardner snuck in there on the lower side of the right circle, took the shot, and a save made by Rook. Two high-quality chances for the Storm in the first 90 seconds of this one. Have not scored just yet. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Referee tonight, Jonathan Sitarski, linesman Justin Cornell, and Bill Hancock. Faceoff controlled by Des Moines. They have the puck in their own zone, moving forward to neutral ice. Buccaneers with the puck now, and they wrap it into the Tri-City end. Played on the far side by Nong Lambert. Up top, a shot was blocked in front. Another shot missed the net wide. Big shot there from Tanner Carty. Had Levine out of position there, but missed the net. Couple chances for either side early on here, 2 minutes into the first in Des Moines. Pucks back into the Tri-City end. Daniel Fritz played it, got shoved on the backboards by Nong Lambert. Now Jake Wallen on the near side, couldn't get it out. Quick shot was gloved by Levine and hung on too. Shot that time taken by Connor Schmidt, native of New Boston, Michigan. Levine made the save with the glove, and he hangs on. 17:53 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze. Josh Gabriel will take this faceoff for Tri-City now. Won it over to Kevin Kerr on the near side. Kerr was stopped up the wall, and it's played back in deep by Des Moines. On the far side now, Buccaneers to the center. Knocked away that time by Gabriel out of the zone. Nice hit there on neutral ice by Hutchison. Dello with the puck now for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr, nice pass. Got it forward to Hutchison in the zone now to Benedetto, and Hutchison on the near side. Hutchison goes in deep. Plays it on the back wall. The Benedetto comes in to help. Hutchison's got it. Hutchison had it on the backhand. Takes the shot with save made by Rook. And now on the near side, it's Des Moines with chance to clear. They do out to neutral ice. Dello got beat around the far side. Centering pass knocked away by Dello. Nice job there. Tori Dello stops the chance in front from Brendan Shane. Shane gets it out of the corner, though. Centering pass for Grasso was taken away at the top of the zone. Out. Nice job by DiBenedetto there to force it out of the zone. Kevin Kerr takes it back for Tri-City, swings it across for Dello, who fans on a pass. Dello on the far side loses the puck. Here's a chance for Des Moines. Wraparound shot, save made by Levine. That time, it was Marnell with the opportunity for Des Moines, and Levine kept it out with the left pad. Now on the far side corner of the Storm end, McMurphy got a hold of it, wrapped it around the wall, out of the zone it goes. Back to the Des Moines end, it will not reach for icing. Tri-City makes a full line change. As Des Moines picks up the puck, Buccaneers with it in their own zone. Backhanded over to Daniel Elser. He gets shoved. Lost the puck for a second. Now it's loose to neutral ice. Taken back by the Bucs. And backhanded in deep by Corey Schuneman. Into the Storm end, Grant Hutton. Left it for Schultz. Schultz on the far side turned it over to Ryan Gault. Gault behind the net. Gault in the near side. Got some space to work with. Centering pass. Wide open man on the far side. Chance and score. Tri-City with a defensive breakdown there. And Des Moines has made it 1-0. Nice look in front, and it's going to be Daniel Elser who gets credit on the deflection. Not sure where Tri-City was in the defensive coverage there, but Ryan Gault was left wide open. He made a great cross-ice pass, and it eventually ended up in the back of the net. Deflection in by Daniel Elser. Gault, Marnell, Elser, fantastic puck movement there for Des Moines using all the space in the Tri-City end. 4 minutes in, it's 1-0 Des Moines here at Buccaneer Arena on the Breeze. Off the faceoff, Tri-City with it now. It's Wilkie who swings it back in deep behind the net of the Des Moines end. Storm coming on the forecheck. Can't get a hold of the puck. Now Des Moines breaks out. Turned over, neutralized though, over to Fritz. Knocked it back into the Des Moines end. Icing waved off as it's back in deep in the Des Moines end. Alec Rauhauser played it forward down the wall. We get a stoppage. It hit Des Moines bench. So the stoppage whistle and the faceoff will stay in the Des Moines end. 1-0 Buccaneer lead over the Tri-City Storm here in the first, and I believe the goal was scored by Daniel Elser in front of the Tri-City net. 1-0 game, 15:42 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm win the faceoff, but it's out of the zone. And off the faceoff win there, they had a chance, but it went out of the zone. And now Tri-City turns it over a neutral line, but Buccaneers throw it out of play into the Storm bench. First goal officially credited to Danny Elser, assist to Alec Rauhauser, who set it up in front And I believe they're going to add a second assist there to Ryan Galt, who started the play. Faceoff won by Tri-City in their own end. And Jake Wallen has possession for the Storm. On the far side, deflected up and out of play. Garrett Gomez had the last touch and will keep the faceoff in neutral ice. 1-0 Des Moines. Goal by Danny Elser has them leading 1-0 for Elser. It's his 16th of the season. He leads the team. 15:24 to go in the first. Faceoff won by Des Moines at center ice. And they control possession into the Storm end with a shot save made by Levine. Big rebound knocked away by Hutton. Shot there. Good look for Des Moines. Came from Jake Jackson. Now Tri-City with the puck. DiBenedetto breaks out the other way. Sends it in deep. DiBenedetto goes and chases, trying to get positioning on the back wall. Nice job to Hutchinson. Up top, Schultz with a shot. Was deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. Buccaneers have it. They send it all the way down. Icing is whistled as Grant Hutton wins the race against Nong Lambert. Faceoff will be back in the Buccaneer end. They cannot change. 14:51 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm trailing the Des Moines Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena 1-0. Ryan McMurphy on the faceoff for Tri-City to the left of Ruck. But it's won by the Bucs. Kept in deep. Nice job by Lebowski to get it over to Pogansky. Behind the net, Pogansky with two players on top of him. Swings it around the far side. Gardner keeps it in. Takes the shot. Was blocked. Now on the far side, Des Moines with a break the other way. Here they come on the near side. Buccaneers into the Storm end. Cardi with a pass in front. And it was knocked away by Levine. Had Long Lambert in front of the net. And Levine was able to knock it into the corner. Now out to neutral ice. Puck's gloved by Fritz. And now taken by Des Moines in neutral ice. Brought in. Here come the Bucs with a 3-on-1. A shot. Levine got a piece of it with his skate. Opportunity happened for Nicky Wolf. Now here come the Storm the other way. Dan Lebowski in. Wilkie with a shot that he fanned on. And then a huge collision in the Des Moines end. A lot of players went down. Puck is dumped into the Tri-City end. Kevin Kerr able to settle it down here for Daniel Fritz. Storm, a little shaky start to this one. There's been some open play. And now Tri-City comes up the other way. Valisano went in onside, but then lost the puck. As Des Moines has possession here, moving out to neutral ice. Nice poke in by Tori Dello. And back out to neutral ice again. Valisano with two Des Moines players on him, trying to get possession. Nice work by Valisano. And he gets taken down on the far side wall. A lot of pushing and shoving here. And the officials blow the whistle. As I don't know if they probably just deemed that there's too much pushing and shoving. Nobody trying to play the puck. Valisano got caught over by his own bench. A lot of Des Moines players just shoving him, pushing him. And we get a stoppage. Faceoff will be right in front of the Storm bench. 13:28 to go in the first. Des Moines with a 1-0 lead over Tri-City here on the Breeze. Faceoff is won back by Des Moines. They send it into the Tri-City end. Levine out of his net. He leaves it for Schultz. Schultz trying to get away from Ryan Galt. Couldn't. Almost turned it over. Now Schultz gets it back. On the near side, Wallen. Wallen off the wall over to Gomez. Now Gomez to neutral ice. On the near side, into the zone. Gomez left it to the center. Hutton joining the play. Sent it in deep. Milan trying to play it on the far side. Taken back, and Alec Rauhauser has it for the Bucs. On the near side, Des Moines in their own end here under 13 minutes to go in the first. Des Moines leading 1-0. Buccaneers with it. Up the far side. Nice play to Ryan Galt into the zone. Galt sets up in front. They score. Again, Daniel Elser. Two goals by Daniel Elser has it. 2-0 Des Moines. At line, Galt, Marnell, and Elser having their way with Tri-City right now. And Jim Holton, not happy on the Storm bench right now, asking his players, what are you doing in defensive coverage? Both goals for Elser. He's wide open in front of the net, and they're tapping. I mean, they're fantastic plays set up by Des Moines, but no defense here on Danny Elser. Now with 17 goals on the season, puts him up 2-0, 12:47 to go in the first. Hayden Levine has allowed both those goals for Tri-City, but there's been no one to help out in front of the net for Levine. 2-0 Des Moines. Here, not even halfway through the first period, Daniel Fritz had a play neutral ice, and then was shot back in by Des Moines. Now we get a stoppage as there's a Buccaneer player down. I think Fritz maybe called for a penalty here. Fritz was tied up with a few players in neutral ice. And they're going to call a cross-checking minor to Fritz. Buccaneers now on the power play with a 2-0 lead. And puck was cleared into the Storm end. Aiden Levine stopped it, and they right away blew the whistle with the penalty to Fritz. So the power play for Des Moines will set up and go to work. Tri-City on the penalty kill here presented by GNC, and they win the faceoff, and they get it out of the zone. McMurphy, nice job winning that faceoff. And Lebowski will try to forecheck in deep. 2 minutes for cross-checking on Daniel Fritz. And Des Moines is on the power play, trying to sit on the GNC penalty kill. Opportunity for Carty on a wraparound. Save made by Levine, and he hangs on. Nice job by Hayden Levine there, holding the right post. Tanner Carty, wraparound attempt. 12 minutes and 10 seconds left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Des Moines with a 2-0 lead. 20 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill here for Tri-City. 2 minutes for Fritz, cross-checking. Face-off in the Storm end. To the right of Levine is won by Des Moines. On the near side, Schuneman. Schuneman at the left point. Here in the Storm end on the power play for Des Moines. Now Nong Lambert goes down low to Jake Jackson. Jackson on the near side, half wall. Holding, centering pass for Schuneman. And the shot was blocked. Now Jackson gets it back and sends it in for Nong Lambert, who sweeps it to the far side. Tanner Carty, centering pass, had Jackson open, couldn't connect, but it's kept in by Schuneman. Schuneman now on the near side half wall. Got it up top for Jackson. Far side, give and go play to Jackson. Looking for Carty, goes to Schuneman. Shot, save made by Levine. Rebound back to Schuneman. Schuneman on the near side. Minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Nong Lambert, fake, gets it down low to Jackson. Jackson now on the near side, back up top, Schuneman. He fires, save made by Levine. Rebound loose in front. It's clear to the near side corner. Nice shot by Dello there, shoving Nong Lambert. Now down low, a shot deflected wide of the net. Nice shot by Levine, and the rebound goes out of the zone. Aiden Levine holding his post there, doing a good job. Des Moines comes back in here on the power play. Another shot, save made by Levine. On the far side, Des Moines still with it. Chance on the near side now. Down low, Patrick Grasso. Behind the net, Marnell. Chance in front, Levine gets it with the glove. That shot came from Tanner Carty, and Hayden Levine, the Storm's best penalty killer, with 25 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill. 10:55 to go in the first. Des Moines has a 2-0 lead on Tri-City, both goals for Danny Elser. Face off to the right of Levine. Face off win would be big for the Storm, and McMurphy gets it for him. And Grant Hutton sends it all the way down. Ryan McMurphy been big on faceoffs all year, and Grant Hutton able to clear. Des Moines with one last rush here. 13 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill. Buccaneers with it. Into the Storm end. Nice move. And a shot misses the net wide. Shot came from Elser there. Elser vying for a hat trick here, as he's got the first two in this game. Elster's down low on the goal line. He throws it in front. Shot save made by Levine. Nice save by Levine on Marnell. Fantastic movement by Hayden Levine. Now on the far side, Storm trying to clear it out. Hutchison able to do that. Over to McMurphy, who tried to send it in deep, but it hit a stick on the Des Moines bench, and the official didn't see it, and now Des Moines had possession, but now Wallen took it back. And we're back at even strength. Here is Fritz is out of the box for Tri-City. Halfway through the first, Des Moines with a 2-0 lead on the Storm. Puck sent in off the near side corner, bounced in front of the net. Grant Hutton took it away for Tri-City. Hutton sent it on the far side. And it's played back in deep by Des Moines. Hutton back to get it for Tri-City again. Goes in deep. Wins the battle. Keeps coming to your side over to Wallen. Wallen cross-ice pass to Schultz. Schultz has got room to skate to neutral ice. Schultz gains the red line. Shoots it on Ruck, who makes the save with the glove and hangs on. 9:40 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Des Moines. The two goals, both scored by Danny Elser. The first one from Alec Rauhauser and Ryan Gault at 3 minutes and 50 seconds. The second one, also Elser from Gault and Michael Marnell at 7:13. And I got to say, Danny Elser has finished off both plays, but Ryan Gault has really made both of them happen. He had the best two passes on both of those goals that led to tally for Des Moines. And Ryan Gault, two assists here. He's got 20 assists on the season and 32 points. Elser now with 17 goals and 33 points for the Buccaneers. And they've made a statement here early on, early in this game. Tri-City trailing 2-0 just about 10 minutes in, and they've taken a penalty. They've been sloppy in their own zone, and they've had some chances offensively but haven't been able to hit the net. So, sure, Jim Holton giving them some guidance. trying to get their heads on straight as we got a lot of time left in this game. Nebraska Lottery first period of play, 9:40 to go in this first. Tri-City with an offensive zone faceoff. Garrett Gomez won it forward, couldn't get a shot off though. And now Des Moines plays it behind the net to David Drake. Drake up the near side wall, out to neutral ice. Buccaneers with it in the Storm end, knocked right out by Gardner. Loose puck in neutral ice is deflected back in by the Bucs. In deep into the Storm end, race for the puck is won by the Buccaneers and Jenkins. But out of the zone it goes as he tried to play it to Drake. Sent all the way back in deep, and Levine able to glove it and hang on. That puck went almost into the ceiling here in Des Moines. A little bit of a lower ceiling. The lowest thing is the scoreboard here on the ice. Puck hits that all the time. But Des Moines actually threw the puck above the light in the arena, and Hayden Levine doing a good job with the glove, snagged it like a fly ball to stop play. 9:12 to go in the period. Face off to the right of Levine. 2-0 Des Moines. Face off won by Tri-City. Dello swung it around the wall out to neutral ice. And it's sent right back in by Des Moines. Kevin Kerr with it now for Tri-City. Behind his own net, 9 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Des Moines leading 2-0 here on the breeze. Balasano off the glass out to neutral ice. Bouncing puck is taken back by Des Moines. Balasano got caught out of position. Here come the Buccaneers again. And a shot by, saved by Levine. Shot from Patrick Grasso. Paul Frigeau made the pass over to Grasso, and the save was made by Levine. 8:48 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0. A time left in this first, even still. Tri-City just needs something to go their way here to get a little bit of momentum. Josh Gabriel on the faceoff for the Storm to the left of Levine. Nice win for the Storm. Now Nick Hutchison has it neutralized. Hutchison gains the red line, now into the zone on the near side. Shot one towards the net. Shot from DiBenedetto went on net. Not much on the shot, but Ryan Ruck made the save and hung on. So the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff. 8:36 to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Des Moines here on the breeze. Faceoff is going to come to the right of Ryan Ruck. Gabriel again for Tri-City. Able to win it. Hutchison with a shot was blocked. Now Jalen Schultz able to keep it in on the near side wall. And Gabriel sent it wide of the net, and it goes into the netting and out of play. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go now in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 2-0 Des Moines lead here on the breeze. Faceoff will stay in the Des Moines end. Gabriel's shot deflected out of play. And another offensive zone faceoff here for Josh Gabriel to the right of Ryan Ruck. Linesman refusing to drop the puck here. Now everything's set. Faceoff is scrummed for. Quick shot from the Storm. They're moving forward from DiBenedetto, and now we get a stoppage here as Ruck able to hang on to the puck. DiBenedetto, Hutchison, and Gabriel with a pretty good shift there. Won a defensive zone faceoff, moved into the offensive zone, had a couple chances at the net, won a few faceoffs in the offensive zone, and Tri-City's going to say thank you very much. Jim Holton is going to bring out the top line. Ryan McMurphy with an offensive zone faceoff. 8:24 to go in the first. McMurphy tied up on the faceoff, can't win it, and Des Moines takes the puck back into the Tri-City end. Nice move, and Donovan Gardner upends his man. And we get a penalty whistle to pushing and shoving after the whistle. I think Gardner's going to be whistled for a penalty. Thought it looked pretty clean as the puck was there. But the official made a call right away on the play. And it's going to be Donovan Gardner who heads off to the box. Tri-City shorthanded for the second time tonight. 8:13 to go. And a kneeing call on Gardner. Well, if you're going to make a call on that play, that is the correct call because it was not an interference. The puck was there. But they say Gardner hit his man with a knee. Kneeing call on Gardner. 8:13 to go in the first. Des Moines already up 2-0 is their second power play. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Buccaneers able to win the faceoff. Schuneman has it. But now it's gloved down by Dello. Played on the near side wall. Dello trying to kick it forward. He does to McMurphy, who sweeps out of the zone. Nice job by McMurphy, opening up the penalty kill with a clear. 1:40 to go now in the man advantage. Donovan Gardner in the box for kneeing. Des Moines through neutral ice, into the Storm end, puck on the far side. Nice job by Poganski to win a battle, take the puck, and send it down again. Poganski, McMurphy with early clears. Already 35 seconds into the penalty to Donovan Gardner for kneeing. 7:35 to go in the first. Des Moines with a 2-0 lead. Here's a chance in front. A shot save made by Levine. Big save by Levine, I believe, on Danny Elser, who's gunning for a hat trick here. Fantastic start for Elser in this game, and Levine just made a big save point blank. Another huge hit by Jalen Schultz on the near side half wall on Patrick Grasso, and now the Storm able to clear. Minute gone by, and the GNC penalty kill, 50 seconds to go. Des Moines with it, Michael Marnell into the zone. On the near side, Marnell down low. Marnell behind the net to the far side. Plays it up top to the right point. Shot, deflection in front. Levine finds it, makes the save, rebound, push behind the net. Marnell's got it again. This is the line that's done the damage for Des Moines thus far. Down low, Marnell with a shot, hit the side of the net. Rebound loose in front, taken away by Gomez and cleared. And all the way down it goes, 28 seconds left on that penalty to Gardner. Nice job by the Storm. Hutchison and Gomez, very good coverage on the penalty kill. And now Dello tries to clear the puck and rings it off the scoreboard here in Des Moines. And this is just what it is, being a visitor in Bucketing Arena, not used to the arena. Dello has all the time and space he needs to make it clear. And normally, when you make that play for Torrey Dello in any other arena, pretty much in the USHL, that puck goes all the way down. You've pretty much killed off a Des Moines penalty. Instead, it clangs off the scoreboard, stops play, and he was standing in the Tri-City end, so the faceoff comes back in the Storm end. 19 seconds left on the Des Moines power play, and all of a sudden, here's another chance for Des Moines with 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this period. Des Moines wins the faceoff. Fake on a shot to the center. Loose puck, Dello this time gets it on his stick, and this time he sends it low on the ice all the way down. 5 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Des Moines with possession. Time ticks off, and Gardner is now out of the box and into the play. Gardner almost took the puck away. Here comes Des Moines. Tanner Carty behind the net. Carty for a centering pass, deflected away, taken by Kevin Kerr now, holds, and sends it back out to neutral ice. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Storm get a change here. Pucks moved forward by the Bucks. Sent in deep. Levine couldn't catch it into the glove. It rolled wide of the net. Schultz on the near side. Wallen. Nice pass to the center. Wilkie. Wilkie now. Pass the red line. Wilkie into the zone. Nice pass to McMurphy. He shoots. Missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Des Moines with it. Buccaneers back to neutral ice. Into the Storm end. Nice job by Jalen Schultz on Nong Lambert. Almost took it away. Pucks loose at the center. A shot deflects over the net. There and over Levine. Now Levine uses his glove to push it behind the net to Grant Hutton, and Wilkie able to loft it to neutral ice, rolling back to the Des Moines end. Buccaneers with a chance here as Tri-City is changing. Nice job by Schultz, though, in neutral ice. Back in deep to the Storm end. Grant Hutton up the near side wall. Loose puck taken by Poganski. Poganski on the far side, try to find Lebowski. Lebowski was in offside. Tri-City has to tag up here. Des Moines now goes the other way. Buccaneers into the Storm end. Fritz shoving Godbout. And out of the zone. Nice job by Fritz there. Very physical play. Sent back in by Des Moines. Tri-City has plenty of time here as Des Moines on a change. Fritz, nice pass forward. Got Gabriel and Poganski. Poganski into Gabriel, into the zone. Back to Poganski. Quick chance. Lebowski, he shoots and scores. Danny Lebowski with the goal for Tri-City. His 10th of the season. 4:45 to go in the first. Nice setup. And Josh Gabriel will have his first USHL point. Poganski over to Lebowski. He makes it count. Lebowski with a great wrist shot in the top left corner. That's the kind of offense Lebowski can provide. And boy, oh boy, what a wrist shot from Dan Lebowski beating Ryan Ruck. Blocker side, top left corner of the net. 2-1. Big goal for Tri-City, 5-on-5. And Austin Poganski has his 12th assist of the season. Again, Gabriel with his first USHL point. Fantastic puck moving into the zone, and Tri-City able to cash in. Cuts the lead to 2-1 for Des Moines. Storm win the faceoff now. Kevin Kerr to Dello. Got it forward to Gabriel. Got a deflection in neutral ice. Actually, that's Milan who was there in neutral ice. And now it's back to Tri-City. Dello and Kerr with it. Kerr, nice pass to neutral ice. Deflected in by Hutchison. DiBenedetto in deep to play it. DiBenedetto on the far side. Milan on the near side. Lost possession. Des Moines has it now with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first. 2-1 the score. Buccaneers have it in neutral ice. Wrapped in deep. Round the wall to the far side of the Storm end. Cut off first by Pat Curry. Nice job. Got it to Jalen Schultz in front of the net. Trying to get it to Milan, but it's turned over at the top of the zone. David Drake in deep. Centering pass. Shot. They score. And just as the Storm had made it 2-1, Des Moines able to respond with a goal from Patrick Grasso to make it 3-1. David Drake, the defenseman, got in deep, centered it for Grasso, and he beats Levine up high. Nice goal for Des Moines once again. And again, the defensive coverage in the Storm end, not where they want it to be. Nice goal for Des Moines, and this time it's the goal for Patrick Grasso, his ninth of the season, and it's now 3-1. Storm right back where they were a minute ago. 3-1 Buccaneers. Storm get a turnover here in their own zone, and Malisano leads it for Curry. Too far in front of him, but into the Des Moines end. Curry got taken down. Penalty coming here to Des Moines. I think Curry got interfered with. Yes, it's an interference call on the Bucks, and the Tri-City Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2 minutes on the board. Tri-City Storm, Century 21 power play. From the point, a shot deflection and saved by Ruck. And we get a stoppage 5 seconds in. Couldn't see who the penalty was on for Des Moines. I saw it was an interference call. 3.5 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 3-1 Des Moines lead, but Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. Faced off one by Des Moines and sent all the way down by the Buccaneers. Penalty was on David Drake for interference at 16:25. Storm bringing the puck forward. Milan on the near side. Wilkie back to the center. And Lebowski will bring it in on the far side. Lebowski holding at the point to the near side now. Sent down low by Milan. Gets it back. Lebowski with a shot. Missed the net wide. Wilkie now on the near side. Wilkie got it up top for Milan. Milan over to Lebowski. Lebowski banks it down low to McMurphy in the far side corner. Sent it around the near side. Too far away from Wilkie. Milan can't keep it in. It's out of the zone. Milan lost possession. Now a stoppage and an offside is whistled on the Buccaneers. Bucks not happy. Fans not happy. Storm will take it. Minute 13 to go and the penalty to David Drake, who just picked up an assist on a goal by Patrick Grasso. 2:48 to go in the first. Des Moines leads 3-1 over Tri-City Storm in their first Century 21 power play. Tri-City looking for another goal here to try to cut it to a one-goal deficit. They trail 3-1. Kevin Kerr with it for Tri-City. Through neutral ice, into the zone. Kerr on the far side. Gomez with a shot. They made. Rebound was loose in front, but clear to the near side. Now kept in by Kevin Kerr at the left point. Left it on the near side, Gomez. Gomez swung it in deep. Malisano now, down low. Gomez, back to Malisano. Malisano behind the net. Looking on the far side. Over to Wallen. Wallen up top for Torrey Dello. Kept it in on the line. Back to Wallen now. Now finds Dello. He shoots. It was blocked. Rebound kept in. Taken by Tri-City. Here's Gomez with it. Gomez on the near side. Up to Kerr. Kerr fakes on a shot. Back to Gomez. Gomez looking down low now for Valisano behind the net. With 25 seconds left to go on the power play. Dello back to Valisano to the center. Put it down low for Wallen into the far side corner. Back to Dello on the right point. Dello shooting. Missed the net. It was blocked, actually. On the far side wall, puck scrum four goes out of the zone. Here comes a chance for Des Moines. Nice job by Kevin Kerr on defense, taking it away. Now Wallen, one last rush here. Left it for Gomez. Keeps it in. Gomez to the far side. Sent in by Valisano behind the net. Wallen, centering pass. Valisano, centering front for Gomez. He couldn't handle it. And the Bucks are back to full strength. And here they come with the puck out of the zone. But Des Moines doesn't have numbers. They'll go off on a change and send it in deep on Levine, who makes the left pad save. And now Daniel Fritz picks it up. Fritz on the near side. Got it forward. Deflected in deep. Nope. They say DiBenedetto did not get it. And an icing whistle here to Tri-City. Minute and 16 seconds left in the first period, in which Des Moines has scored 3 even-strength goals. Teams are a combined 0-for-3 on the power play. 2 goals for Danny Elster and a goal for Patrick Grasso has Des Moines in the lead 3-1. Only Tri-City goal is scored by Dan Lebowski. Faceoff is won by Tri-City on the far side wall, deflected out by DiBenedetto. Nice job by Joey DiBenedetto. Des Moines has it back in deep. Daniel Elster with DiBenedetto on the forecheck. Elster moving forward. Intercepted in the neutral ice by Hutchison. Hutchison now got it forward. Too far ahead of DiBenedetto. Loose puck. Hutchison gets it back. Got it forward into the zone, Gabriel. Gabriel down the near side. Lost possession out of the zone. Fritz played it off the wall, but then turned over to Des Moines. Loose and neutral ice. 45 seconds to go in the period. Fritz takes it back for Tri-City. Fritz now moving to his own end. Lost possession. Here's a chance. Levine's got a cover. And a penalty whistled. Penalty for hooking as Danny Elser almost had another chance to score. Danny Elser has been on fire. He already has 2 goals tonight. He's had about 5 chances. And that's just another bad play in the Storm's end. Daniel Fritz moved the puck right into an area where Donovan Gardner was already standing. The two of them kind of collided, and a chance for Elser results. He moved in on Levine, and Storm had to hook him up. I believe the penalty coming to Fritz for hooking, and it's a power play for Des Moines here, just 30 seconds left in the period. Scrum off the draw, Des Moines able to win the faceoff. So a hooking penalty to Tri-City in the box. It was a chance to try to cash in again at the end of the period. Jackson on the near side, Long Lambert on the near side half wall. Send it back to Jackson, who struggled with it in the corner, but now got it back. Now Jackson up to the near side point for Schuneman. Back to Jackson on the circle. Shoots, deflected wide. Nice play in front by Kerr. Down low, Cardi got it poked off his stick. Kerr sent it around the wall, kept in by Schuneman. 2 seconds left in the period. Shot was blocked in front. And the period expires. 3-1 Des Moines at the end of the first 20 minutes. Minute 27 left in a Buccaneers power play, their third power play of the period. Des Moines, very nice period for them, scoring 3 goals. All 4 goals in the period scored 5-on-5, and Tri-City has some work to do here after 20 minutes. We'll take a break. Come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I believe we'll be joined by Kyle Eastman once again for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to Des Moines after the first here on The Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and 0 calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Cardi's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at carneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Ah!
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza,
Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. It's a 3-1 lead for the Bucs here after one period. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at Buccaneer Arena. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And joining us here for the Sadler Implement Period Recap is the Tri-City Storm forward, Kyle Eastman. Kyle, thanks for joining us here again to recap the first. And I'm sure your coach trying to talk to everybody about defensive assignments here after the first 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. They came out pretty hard, and we didn't match their intensity. And they scored those two first goals, and we just kind of went down. And we finally got that one lucky one by Lobo there. And we can come back, and we'll bring it for the second here.
The one goal by Lebowski seemed like really nice puck movement entering the zone, something you guys have obviously tried to work on, entering the zone, trying to get somebody open. And your former teammate, Josh Gabriel, there out of Buffalo, helped to make that play. What did you see on the goal there that you guys scored?
Well, Gabe came back and helped out the D in the D zone, and they got it up to Pogo, and Pogo made a nice pass to Gabe, and Gabriel dropped past it, and then gave back to Pogo, and Pogo made a nice cross-ice pass to Lobo, and Lobo waited a little bit too long there, and I didn't think he was going to get it in, and he snuck it in short side, so it was nice to see that.
I felt like that kind of a goal speaks to the talent of Dan Lebowski. They kind of put a shot wherever he wants, because you're right, he did wait a second, make sure he had control and possession of the puck, and really put it in the only spot it could go in there in the top left corner.
Oh, yeah, Lobo, he can shoot, so he can sneak a couple pucks in there, so... Yeah, he got that one short side, and luckily that's like he's got a couple goals in him this year, and we love to see it.
Defensively, we talked about at the beginning, three goals allowed, all of them 5-on-5 goals, a lot of deflections in front, open men in front of the net. What is the key to try to stepping up the defensive pressure here?
Oh, we definitely got to get the puck out of the Z zone, and if it's in the Z zone, we just got to play our zone defense against these guys, and they're pretty good, they're pretty skilled, and they like to hit down low, and they're not afraid to get in the corners, like I said before, but they're pretty hard to match down low, but we just got to outmatch them, and definitely it's a competitive effort down low. That's all we need.
Not an excuse for the way the team came out, but there was a delay early in the game, and as a player, maybe try to give us some insight. How much does a delay like that, a 15-minute delay to start the game at least, what does that do to your rhythm when you're trying to get ready?
Oh, it's the worst. Some guys it doesn't bother, but me it kills it. Like I like to do my own thing, and I got my superstitions and stuff like that. So, but yeah, with that broken glass and all that other stuff going on, it killed everyone's like momentum going in the game. Which, as a player, you got to find a way to dig down deep and get that momentum back. But we didn't have it in the first couple minutes, and that kind of killed us. But this intermission, coach is going to say to the boys that we got to get going and stuff. So. We're going to match it out here in the second.
What is your biggest key going into that second period?
Oh, it's got to be the first 5 minutes of the period. We got to dominate down low, kill off this penalty, and then we just got to get shots on net. That first goal, like with Lobo, the goalie looked a little out of position there, and we just got to get the goalie moving side to side. Ruck's a great goalie, and he's really good between the pipes, so we got to get a lot of shots on him.
Tomorrow night's game, the final game of the season at the Viero Event Center. It'll be your game here from the stands. You're not going to be able to play, but the news today that the game sold out, no tickets remaining. When you're a player, obviously you're not going to be able to play, but what does that do in the locker room for the guys when they know, hey, this is a sellout, it's a sold-out barn?
That just got to tell the boys that we have to dig down deep and find a way to win. Like, just coming out there and having that many fans come out and watch it, it's awesome. But when you walk out on the ice, it, the atmosphere gets to you, and you start to get into the game a little bit more, and it creates a lot of good starts that I've seen this year. So we got to have a great start tomorrow, obviously.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center to wrap up the season. Similar thing happened last year, Kyle. You were here for it. Team wasn't going to qualify for the playoffs, but they were able to sell out the last game of the season on Fan Appreciation Night. And it seems like just the fans in the Kearney and Tri-City area have really just been able to support you guys no matter what's been going on the ice.
Oh, yeah, they're great fans, and they love to come and watch us play, and we love to have them. And it just helps us out so much more that we have a great fan base behind us, and we just got to keep pushing hard and get those wins for the fans here.
Finally, Kyle, before we let you go, the playoffs are going to start next weekend. You've been able to see a lot of these teams. Maybe you got a prediction for who you think is going to win the Clarkie this year?
It's going to be tough between when Waterloo and Omaha play each other, but I think Omaha's going to come out with a W, and then they're going to play Indiana in the finals and beat Indiana. So that's my prediction.
All right, there you have it from Kyle Eastman. He says the Omaha Lancers are going to be the Clark Cup champions here in 2014. Kyle, we appreciate your time here on the Sadler Implement Period Recap, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto next here on The Breeze 94.5.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires to tell you flat out, we will beat any price on four new tires. At Big O, we have sets of four. Passenger tires starting as low as $140. And light truck tires start at just $240 for a set. Shop Walmart or Graham's, then come to Big O for the absolute lowest tire prices in town, period. It's our commitment to you. We will not be beat on price. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Sheffrin with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. A 3-1 Des Moines lead after the first, and a period where Des Moines had a lot of room in the Tri-City Storm end. Three goals for the Buccaneers, all four goals, even strength goals. Two of the Des Moines goals scored by Danny Elser. Elser from Alec Rauhauser and Ryan Gault at 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And then Elser from Gault and Rauhauser. Switch those two around for the second goal, 7 minutes and 13 seconds, the time of the goal, to make it Des Moines 2-0. And then Tri-City got on the board. Dan Lebowski, 10th goal of the season from Austin Poganski. And they've changed it to Ryan McMurphy on the second assist, but I think it really should stay Josh Gabriel. As we talked with Eastman there, Gabriel's going to get his first USHL point. Austin Poganski picks up his 12th assist of the season. And then Des Moines gets the goal later in the period, under a minute after Lebowski's goal. Patrick Grasso scores for the Bucks. from David Drake at 16:07. And a 3-1 lead for Des Moines in the first. They outshoot Tri-City 18-8 on the scoreboard. Penalties in that period. Daniel Fritz took a penalty for cross-checking. Donovan Gardner took two penalties, one for kneeing and one for hooking. And then David Drake had the only penalty for Des Moines. Minute and 27 seconds remaining in that penalty to Gardner for hooking as he took it at 19:27. So Tri-City has to start the second period with a penalty kill for almost 90 seconds. And the Des Moines Buccaneers led in that period by Danny Elser. Two goals, plus two in the period, three shots on net. Tanner Carney credited with four shots for the Bucs. Tri-City, the only player with more than one shot on net in the first, Dan Lebowski, who had two, including that goal. Ryan Ruck only had to make seven stops in the first on eight shots. Hayden Levine credited with 15 saves on 18 shots through 20 minutes. That's our Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now it's time for the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. As we look to the scores from around the USHL, we talked before, a lot of these games really big in terms of playoff positioning in the USHL. In the Eastern Conference, we still have four teams vying for the final spot in the playoffs. In the Western Conference, all the teams are set, but we're still waiting to see in the West which the seed will be. The Waterloo Blackhawks should be the number one seed, and then it'll be either Omaha or Sioux City as the number two seed, Sioux Falls or Sioux City as the third and fourth seed. And again, the USHL scoreboard, here we go. USA is now leading 7-6 against Sioux City. It is a barn burner with just 4 minutes and 14 seconds left in that game. USA was up 4-0 before we started our game here in Buccaneer Arena, and now they lead 7-6 over Sioux City with just 4 minutes to go in the game. Lincoln has taken a 3-0 lead over Sioux Falls at the last game in the Icebox this season. It is a sellout in the Icebox for their last home game, and Lincoln comes out hot. They got a 3-0 lead over Sioux Falls, 16 minutes to go in the second. Green Bay holding on to a 4-2 lead over Indiana with 5 minutes to go in the game. The Gamblers trying to pick up 2 points and continue to vie for that last spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Indiana has clinched the first seed, but they're looking to try to beat out Waterloo for the Anderson Cup. Waterloo is trailing to Cedar Rapids 1-0 as they get to start the second period in Cedar Rapids. Youngstown has a 3-0 lead on Dubuque with 10 minutes to go in the game. The Fighting Saints have had their struggles here over the last couple weeks. They lost the game to Indiana earlier this week 9-1, now trailing to the 8th place Youngstown Phantoms 3-0 Dubuque. As clinched the playoff spot, they will represent the Eastern Conference in the Clark Cup playoffs, but they got some work to do here as they're trailing Youngstown with 10 minutes to go in that game. Omaha and Fargo are tied 1-1 after one period in Fargo, and Muskegon has taken an early 2-0 lead on the Chicago Steel with 2:45 to go in the first. Don't count out the Steel yet in that one, as they've come back from adversity all season, including the fact that they had a very slow start to the year, but have come flying down the stretch to have a chance to play in the playoffs. Muskegon, though, with a 2-0 lead on Chicago, Green Bay with the 4-2 lead on Indy. We'll take a break and come back with the second period next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena, just underway here in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to Des Moines. First 30 seconds already elapsed on the period. Hayden Levine had to just make one save here on a penalty to Donovan Gardner for hooking. 52 seconds left in that penalty. Tri-City with a faceoff coming in their own zone. Hayden Levine had to take off his mask and reset things here. Not sure if he took that puck in a bad spot, but he did keep it out, and he made the save to hang on. Levine now back in position, and we're ready to restart play. Here in the Storm end, Des Moines on the power play. Bucks win the faceoff, and they have the puck on the far side. And an opportunity here for Schuneman. Leaves it on the wall. Now on the circle to Nong Lambert. Down low it goes to Jenkins. Back to Nong Lambert on the far side. Nong Lambert back to Jenkins. Goes to the front of the net. Loose puck. Played back to Nong Lambert in the corner. Nong Lambert with 30 seconds to go. Shoot! Misses the net. Rebound comes to the near side. Kept in on the line by Godbout. Sent it in deep for Carty. Back to Nong Lambert on the far side. Half wall. Nong Lambert. Shoot! Save made by Levine. He hangs on. And after the play, Storm got to protect the front of the net a little bit there. 17 seconds remains on the penalty kill for Tri-City, presented by GNC. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC today. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and it's sent all the way down. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Just 10 seconds remaining now. On the Des Moines power play, pucks rolled for Elster, who has to circle back as Hutchison is in deep on the forecheck. Hutchison looked like he was having a problem with his skate, but now he's back in full stride. Storm back to full strength, and the puck is taken by Hutchison. Hutchison passed on the near side over to Gabriel. Gabriel flips it in deep into the Des Moines end. Buccaneers play it on the near side. Cut off at the top by Dello. Nice move by Dello. Takes a shot, it was blocked, and now it's out of the zone. Loose puck, race for it. battled, and now Dello ends up with it on his stick to Hutchison. Hutchison on the near side for Gabriel. Gabriel got it into the zone, offside, whistled on Tri-City. And Hutchison, unable to make anything happen with Gabriel there, moving in 2-on-1. 2 minutes into the second period here on the Breeze, Buccaneers with a 3-1 lead over Tri-City. Two goals for Danny Elser of Des Moines in this game has been the difference. Storm have a goal by Dan Lebowski. Storm able to shoot into the Des Moines end, played on the near side. Boganski throws a hit on his man. Loose puck bounced around the top of the zone, kept in by Tri-City, but now taken away by Schuneman, who backhands it forward. Nice pass into the Storm end for Des Moines. Jenkins played it on the near side, but lost it, and now got it forward. Storm got it out to neutral ice, but sent right back in by the defenseman for the Buccaneers there, Nicky Wolf. The far side of the Storm end now, Tri-City unable to clear, and it's kept in deep by Des Moines, sent behind the net. Played on the near side, Nong Lambert. Poganski was on him. Nong Lambert keeps possession. Now got about to the center, and a shot missed the net wide. Shot there came from Rakhmatov. And now it's McMurphy who's able to pry it away to Poganski. Poganski now on the near side with speed into the zone. Poganski goes wide of the net. Shoot! Save made by Ruck. Poganski was a bit of an on-angle shot, but he got it up high, and Ruck made the save with the chest. Now it's Lebowski who played it up top. Kept in by Fritz. To Gardner with a shot. A save made by Ruck. Near side, Lebowski. He shoots. Misses the net wide. Good look there. Now Donovan Gardner can't handle it up top. Puck trickles out, but it overskated by a Des Moines forward, Jack Jenkins. And the Storm able to get it back. Could have been a 2-on-1 for Des Moines. And now back out to neutral ice again. Garrett Gomez over to Gardner. This time handles it cleanly. Got it to Milan, but it was shoved away by Nicky Wolf. Trying to get into the Des Moines end. Wall in there. Lost it to Wolf. Wolf, 6'4", 200 pounds. Big player who skates well. And the puck rolled in on Levine. He covered up and stopped play. 16-18 to go in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing Des Moines 3-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Teams a combined 0-for-4 thus far on the power play. Faceoff in the Storm end to the right of Hayden Levine. Won by Tri-City, Kevin Kerr on the far side of Pat Curry. Curry stumbled but got it forward out of the zone. Valisano got a touch-up on it as it went into Des Moines end. Wilkie in the near side corner with Rakhmatov. Got it poked out for Valisano, but chipped away by Des Moines. And Grasso finds Frigeau, and he shoots in deep into the Storm end. Grasso back to get it in the far side corner. Loose puck taken by Kerr. Valisano got in there and able to take control. Got it forward to Wilkie. Wilkie out of the zone, but circles right back in. Sends it to the far side for Kevin Kerr. Now Cat Curry got to it. Sent it in deep for Wilkie. Cut off by Drake. Sent it back to neutral ice. Kicked forward by Kerr, brought in by Valisano on the near side. Got past his man, but fell down. And now David Drake has possession moving forward. Nice pass on the far side. Grasso shoots it all the way down the ice, in on net on Levine. Levine made the save, and he keeps moving the play to Grant Hutton on the near side. To the far side for Jalen Schultz. And now it's Hutchison who can't handle a neutral ice. Hutchison able to win a battle on the near side. Got it to Gabriel, who got it into the Des Moines end, but just inside the zone. Popped right back out. Gabriel fell down on the far side, got back up, trying to win the battle. But now Des Moines has it into the Storm end. Through the center, loose puck, Levine able to hop on top and stop play. 14:54 to go in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to Des Moines here on the Breeze, 94.5. Second period brought to you by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Faceoff now to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Puck just dropped, and it's won back by Des Moines, and a shot went wide of the net. Good look there from Jimmy Koronin, Des Moines defenseman. Des Moines with it on the near side. Now it's centered and knocked away by Lebowski, taken out by Poganski. Poganski, nice pass to McMurphy into the zone. Back to Poganski, takes the hit, continues to control, but now taken away by Nong Lambert. Centering pass out of the zone. Here comes Des Moines. Buccaneers into the zone. Opportunity for Buccaneers taken away by Tri-City. Now Lebowski comes flying into the zone. He shoots, and a save made by Ruck. Dan Lebowski with a lot of speed took a shot. Ryan Ruck that time. Good with the glove. made the save and stopped play. 14-21 remaining in the second. Buccaneers have a 3-1 lead on Tri-City here at Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. Faceoff coming to the right of Ryan Ruck. Jake Wallen will take it for Tri-City against Daniel Elster. Wallen wins it forward. Nice play by Jake Wallen. Has it in the far side corner. Two Des Moines players there. Gomez there as well. And it's swung around, kept in by Dello, who had a man on him. Loose puck taken here by Milan. Milan to the net. Milan, toe drag shot. Save made by Ruck. Rebound taken by Gomez. Got hit by Wolf. Another shot came from Milan on the backhand. It was saved by Ruck. Rebound too deep for Dello to go in and get, and Daniel Elster able to carry out and shoot wide of the net. Hayden Levine had to come over and make a big save. Levine was out of position and in deep, back on his heels, as the puck went wide of the net. He didn't play it, and it came back out the other side, and an opportunity for Des Moines. Levine able to make the save with the left pad. Buccaneers still with it in the Storm and on the near side half wall now. Scrum for three Storm players there. Dello, Milan, and it's finally one forward by Tri-City, but they can't get it out. Schuneman had a shot that was blocked. And now here comes Tri-City with a rush the other way. It's Wallen in deep. Wallen stops. Centering pass. Milan couldn't bat it in on the doorstep. Wallen tried to find Milan, who was streaking in front, to try to get it past the Ryan Ruck. But they couldn't. Now the Storm have the possession back in their own end, stopping a Des Moines rush. Here's Valisano into the Des Moines end. Chips it to the center. Try to knock it away. Valisano on the far side now. Still with the puck. Gets hit by Wolf. Valisano stays on his feet, but he lost the puck this time, and the Bucks have it. Des Moines up the far side, into the Storm end, onside, rolls wide of the net, now moves in deep, and it's played behind the net by Tri-City and Kevin Kerr. To Curry, trying to find Wilkie in the center, knocked off the puck, taken back by Valisano. Now Curry gets tripped up, and it's a penalty on the Bucks. Pat Curry drawing his second penalty of the night, tripping call on Des Moines. Pat Curry, he's good at that instigation role when he wants to do it. Jim Holton is happy to let Pat Curry play instigator, and here the Storm have a two-minute power play in the second period. It's our Papa John's second period of play. Papa John's in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Now the Storm back on the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hand or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So the Storm of the Century 21 power play, the faceoff is coming to the right of Ryan Ruck in the Bucks' end. McMurphy will take it. Lebowski and Milan at the point. Poganski and Wilkie on the wing. And right away, McMurphy and Tri-City are tossed out of the circle. I think Poganski might have been out of position there. Wilkie was the one who was out of position. And Poganski comes in to take it. Tries to scrum it into the corner. One by Des Moines, and Tanner Carty banks off the glass all the way down. Flying down there is Jack Jenkins to try to take it for Des Moines, and he gets it. Jenkins beat Lebowski to the puck and taken down. No call on Tri-City as they take the puck and head up ice. Lebowski sweeps it in deep, wraps it around the board. Near side, Poganski cuts it off nicely, but then lost it behind the net as Des Moines able to play it up the wall. Bouncing puck at the top is out to neutralize, and the Bucks have it with a race into the Storm end. And a chance, and a shot saved by Levine. Loose puck in front was kept out. Levine struggled with the rebound, but he was able to get it out of there. Now Tri-City coming forward again. Into the zone, Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side, holding on the half wall. Back up top for Milan. Swung into Lebowski at the line. Down the far side, McMurphy lost it off his stick. It's sent out by Des Moines. All the way down to Levine. Danny Elster is coming for it. Levine able to send it on the far side over to Kevin Kerr. Minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. Storm trailing 3-1 here in the second to the Bucks. Into the zone onside. Gomez trying to move past Nicky Wolf. It's cleared up the zone and out by Elster. Knocked it on a deflection through Dello's legs and out of the zone. Kevin Kerr back with it for Tri-City now. 40 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Gomez runs a cross-ice pass. Chipped in by Valisano. Des Moines with it, though, on the far side. Nicky Wolf couldn't get it out. Kept in, and it's picked up by Lebowski. That's Wallen who had it. Now on the near side by Des Moines. Turned over Valisano. Shot from Wallen. Save made by Ruck. Rebound is covered up. Good shot from Wallen, but not much of an angle. Ruck was in good position. Made the save and hung on. 20 seconds left now in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. 10:58 to go in the Papa John's second period. No goals for either side in the second. It's a 3-1 score in favor of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Face off to the left of Ruck in the Bucs' end. Scrum for De Benedetto. Got it down low. Gabriel in front for Hutchison. Bouncing puck. De Benedetto trying to get it in the near side corner. Good work here. Hutchison and Gabriel, all three converge, but good work by Des Moines keeping the puck tied up. And now Tanner Carty has possession. Got it to the top, out to neutral ice. Bucs back at full strength. Storm 0 for 2 on the power play. Bucs have outshot the Storm 8-5 here in the second. As we're back to full strength, 10.5 to go in the second. Bucs with a 3-1 lead. Des Moines with it in their own end now. It's moved by Jimmy Koronin to the far side, now through neutral ice, deflected in deep by Des Moines forward Jake Jackson. Jackson goes, takes his Storm player down behind the Levine net, and now it's played up top for Wolf. Wolf with a shot that was blocked. Nice job there by Hutchison. Another shot, save made by Levine. Another chance went wide. On the near side, it's Des Moines against once again, cut off though by Gabriel. Played it around the far side, Schuneman keeps it in. Schuneman got past to Benedetto. Played it behind the net. Loose puck around the near side of Hutchison. Hutchison banks it forward out to neutral ice. Wolf had it. Got it into the Storm end. And now it's taken by Tri-City. Hutton on the far side. Nice move by Gabriel, but couldn't get past Schuneman. And now Des Moines comes in again. Here's Carty. Little move. Shot. Save made by Levine. Into the corner. Another chance in front. Knocked away. Kept in, though, on the top. And now it's Des Moines still with the puck. Nicky Wolf kept it in. Far side. Storm trying to get it out. Hutchison working on the far side wall. They do get it out, and it touched a Des Moines skate on the bench, and we get a stoppage as it hits the Des Moines bench. Out of play is the puck. 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the second period. Tri-City Storm trail 3-1 to Des Moines here on the Breeze, 94.5. Faceoff is won by Des Moines in neutral ice. Back into their own end. Lebowski deep on the forecheck against David Drake, but he gets it forward out of the zone. Banked off the far side wall to Daniel Fritz. Couldn't get it out. Goes in deep into the Storm end. Bucs have the puck in deep. Goes up top. Alec Rauhauser with a shot. Deflection wide of the net in front of Levine. Far side Lebowski able to chip it out. Nice work by Lebowski getting it out of the zone. Tri-City back with it, but it's stolen away by Des Moines. Here's a chance for Grasso. He's knocked off the puck, and now Lebowski's got it with a rush. Lebowski on the far side, got it into the zone, try to get around Rauhauser. Another shot was saved by Ruck, and he hangs on with a glove. Daniel Fritz took that shot from the right point. Ruck saw it all the way and made the glove save. 8:35 to go in the second. Tri-City trailing Des Moines, 3-1. Papa John's second period of play. Still some time left, but Tri-City got a chip away here at a 3-1 Des Moines lead. Storm only goal scored by Dan Lebowski at 15:15 of the second. Faced off one by the Storm. Dello able to shoot it in deep behind the net. Wallen trying to play with Milan into the far side corner. Banked around the boards. Loose behind the net. Chance out in front. They score! The Storm has scored. It's Cody Milan who puts it home. Got it between Ruck's legs. Kind of a weird play. It bounced off the back of the net. And Cody Milan gets it for Tri-City. Milan just got enough on it to get it past the Des Moines goaltender Ryan Ruck. It's Milan's fourth of the season. And the Storm have cut this to a 3-2 game. 8:20 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City behind by one goal. The last time the Storm scored, though, Des Moines responded within a minute. So Tri-City has to be careful here off this faceoff. They want to be sure that they don't allow a goal right back from Des Moines, but a nice goal from Cody Milan in Tri-City, down by a score of 3-2. Face now won by the Storm, and Wilkie has it now. Wilkie goes in deep to Des Moines end, behind the net. Wilkie still with a chance here, but now it's knocked away by Des Moines, and it's played the neutral ice. Buccaneers have it. Jimmy Koronin in onside. Left it for Marnell. Got taken off by Wilkie. Wilkie's got it the other way. Wilkie, nice pass to the center. Taken in by Curry. Curry is offside here, and Valisano ends up putting it in the Des Moines net. And probably a warning here, as you're not supposed to be shooting the puck like that on an offside into the net. I don't think there's going to be a penalty called, as there was a bit of a late whistle. Curry brought the puck in. Valisano was offside, and we'll have a faceoff with 7:49 to go in the second period. Out of neutral ice, Storm trailing 3-2. Des Moines wins the faceoff forward. Danny Elser put it into the Storm, and a shot was saved by Levine on the far side. Now the rebound on the near side is worked up the wall, but kept in by Des Moines. Big hit there. Joey DiBenedetto with a couple collisions. But the Storm end up with the puck, and it's out to neutral ice. Puck rolling now into the Des Moines end. Buccaneers with it. Jimmy Koronin up the far side wall, out to neutral ice, taken by Marnell. Michael Marnell into the zone for Elser. Elser to the center, wide of the net. Josh Gabriel's got it for Tri-City with plenty of room. Sent it forward, deflected off DiBenedetto to neutral ice. Swept in by Hutchison. 7:08 to go in the second. 3-2 lead for Des Moines. Storm got a goal here in the second. Their only goal of the second. Scored by Milan. Lebowski worked it out to neutral ice. Now Lebowski's got it on the near side. Nice pass. Poganski's got a step. Poganski shoots. And save made by Ryan Ruck. Wasn't sure if Schuneman, who went down to block it, got it. But Ruck made the save and hung on to the puck. Nice look by Poganski. Lebowski knocked the puck down and got it over to Poganski, who had a step on the defense. Final goal scoring there. Cody Milan from Garrett Gomez and Jake Wallen at 11:40 of the second. Storm win the faceoff, sending it deep to the Des Moines end. And Poganski and McMurphy trying to take it away, but the Bucks have it. Now behind their own net for Connor Schmidt. Schmidt leaves it for Nong Lambert, and then gets it back. Moving forward on the far side, Jimmy Koronin. Koronin into the Storm end, flips it in deep. 6.5 to go in the second. Gardner took a hit, and two Des Moines players collide. Tri-City able to clear the zone, but don't get it any further than neutral ice. And now Des Moines works it into the Tri-City end. Tanner Carty. Carty gets around Gardner. Carty behind the net. Gardner gets back in position, knocks it off a stick. Now turned over in front. It's Daniel Fritz. Fritz on the near side. Got it to Lebowski, who got shoved, but he moves it to Milan, who shoots, and a save made by Ruck. Nice save by Ruck. There on a shot from Milan. Milan does get credit for the goal. It's his fourth of the season. 46 games played for the White Lake, Michigan native. 3-2 Des Moines with the lead right now. 6 minutes to go in the second period. Faceoff won by Des Moines in their own end. Worked around to Grasso. He got it past Kevin Kerr. Rolls back into the Storm end. Dello played it forward, but now Grasso knocked it down. Sent it to the center. Blocked in front by Tri-City. Here they come, the Storm on the rush. Near side, Gomez. Gomez into the zone for Wallen. Back to Gomez. Gomez shoots. Save made by Ruck. Rebound. Kerr shoots and save made by Ruck again. Pushing and shoving in front of Ryan Ruck as he made a couple good saves. Gomez and Wallen have looked great together again tonight. They both pick up assists on Cody Milan's goal to make it 3-2. 5:37 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. And the Storm go to the line change. Valisano, Wilkie, and Curry on. Face off to the right of Ryan Ruck in the Des Moines end. One by Des Moines, wrapped around the wall to the near side. Grant Hutton comes in to keep it in. Nice job. Got it down low to Curry. Curry got hit, keeps the puck on the back wall here with Wilkie there with him. Now on the near side, puck gets worked up the wall, and Hutton swings and misses, trying to keep it in on the line. Taken away. Here comes Des Moines. Opportunity. Backhand shot. Levine able to fight it off. Good look from Jack Jenkins there coming into the Storm end after he worked it past Hutton, who swung and missed on an opportunity to keep it in. Now here's a rolling puck out of the Des Moines end. Tri-City with a rush. Pat Curry into the zone onside. Curry winds up for a slap shot that was blocked into the corner. Now the two players go down. Wilkie able to take the puck. Donovan Gardner with a shot. Deflection in front by Valisano. And a nice save by Ryan Ruck. Valisano was diving in front to deflect that puck, and Ruck got it with the glove. Gardner right away comes up to Valisano. That was a nice deflection by Connor Valisano. Donovan Gardner, good awareness just to fire that puck at the net. A little bit of a broken play. Ruck made the save. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the second period. Des Moines winning the faceoff to restart play. They lead the Storm 3-2. Late in the second period now, Storm in on the forecheck. Hutchison gets a turnover. Hutchison in the far side corner. Tries to go in deep. Working it down low now with Gabriel. But he lost it to Daniel Elser. Elser reverses it. Behind the net once more. Hutchison comes in again. Nice work by Hutchison here. Hutchison takes it away. Shoots. Save made by Rock. And pushing and shoving in front. Gabriel and Schmidt. Now Gabriel shoving another player off of him. Hutchison tied up with Karonin. Hutchison and Karonin wrestling to the ground. Officials have to separate them behind the net. Great shift by Nick Hutchison. Both on the forecheck, creating some turnovers, and then physicality after the whistle. Hutchison got that last shot. Hutchison and Ryan Ruck both committed to Northeastern, potential future teammates. And Hutchison going to get up and head to the box here, along with Karonin. A little bit of a wrestling match after the whistle. And both players have scored in the box. 4.5 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing Des Moines 3-2 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Looks like just one player from either side has been sent in, and now we'll see what the officials are going to call here. Gomez acting as the Storm's captain tonight. Jim Holton talked about the decision to not name a captain after Drew Mayer went down for the season with an injury and the trades of the other captains. Jim Holton pretty much said, hey, I'd like to have a captain, but I think captains are a bit overrated at this point, and wasn't really worried about naming another captain. So it's been kind of a rotating captainship. Garrett Gomez has been acting as a captain for a little bit, and now there's a penalty whistled, an extra one to Tri-City. I don't know what to call. Daniel Fritz has to go over and serve something here. And I don't know if they said Hutchison instigated, but that's tough when you call that. Both teams are pushing and shoving in front, but we do have a penalty kill for Tri-City, and they win the faceoff, and Dello shoots all the way down. Trying to listen in to the public address announcer here in Des Moines to see what the call is on Tri-City. Has to kill another penalty. This is Des Moines' fourth power play of the night. They wrap it into the Storm end on the far side corner. Big pile-up taken by Lebowski. He gets it out of the zone. Here's Dan Lebowski on a race into the zone on the far side. Centering pass knocked on Rock. Almost knocked into the Des Moines net by Marcel Godbout. Lebowski moved on the far side trying to center to McMurphy. And it was knocked out of the air by Marcel Godbout and almost passed Ryan Ruck. Ruck had to make a save, and Godbout looked over and said, hey, I appreciate it, man. Kept it out of our own net, almost an own goal on Des Moines. Had 30 seconds gone by in the penalty to Tri-City, which they still have not announced here in Des Moines. Storm won that faceoff, and they sent it back in deep. Now Schuneman on the far side, working up the wall, sent in by Carty. Centering pass. Roughing. So a slashing and a roughing call on Gabriel. Hutchison and Karonin also with roughing penalties. It all results in a two-minute power play here for Des Moines, but 1 minute has gone by in that opportunity. Des Moines has it in the Storm end. And they have it down low. Here's a chance in front, knocked away by Tri-City. Loose puck at the top. Valisano couldn't get it out. So Des Moines works it back in deep. Schuneman got it down low. Nong-Lambert. Kerr knocked Nong-Lambert in the back wall. Wrapped around again. Kept in by Schuneman. On the right point. Banked it down low. Loose puck picked up by Des Moines. In the deep in the Storm end. Chance in front. Knocked away. Kept in at the left point. Swung back in down the wall. Dello working there for Tri-City. In the near side corner. 26 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill for the Storm. Under 3 minutes to go in the second. Storm have the only goal of the middle frame. On the near side wall. Work down low. Dello's got it. Dello sent it down low. Kept in. Out of the zone now. It goes out. Couldn't keep it in at the top there, Marcel Godbout, but he's going to bring it right back in. Godbout down the lane. He shoots in front. Nobody there. He passed in front, I should say. Nobody there. Taken by Tri-City. And now out of the box comes Fritz, who had to serve a penalty there. And we're back at even strength. 2:20 to go in the second. Storm trailing 3-2 to Des Moines. Down low in the Storm end, still here after the power play chance in front. Loose puck, knocked away. Gomez able to sky-high it out to neutral ice. Levine, another chance in front of his net that he's able to turn aside. Now back in deep to the Storm end again, but it's Kevin Kerr who has possession. Des Moines retreats. 2 minutes to go in the second. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Dello. Dello to neutral ice. Swung it to the far side. It goes all the way in. Icing is whistled on Tri-City. Dello tried a long cross-ice pass that went in deep. We get the stoppage for icing. Minute 51 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-2. They've made up a one-goal difference here in the second. Still trail by one. Important final minutes here in the second period for both teams before they head into the third period. Faceoff is coming in the Storm end to the right of Hayden Levine. And Daniel Elser gets tossed from the circle. Milan is in there for Tri-City. And it's won by Tri-City out to neutral ice. Nice job by the Storm. Sent back in by Wolf, right in on Levine. And right in on his chest, and he just covers up. Levine kind of juggled the puck there and wanted to make sure he had it in full possession and just stopped play. Another faceoff in the Tri-City end. Minute 43 to go in the second period. 3-2 lead for Des Moines. Papa John's second period of play. The only goal has been for Tri-City's Cody Milan. Faceoff in the Storm end again to the right of Levine. One back by Tri-City and sent by Grant Hutton out to neutral ice again. And the Storm have it under the control now of Pat Curry, who shot it forward, and it's turned over quickly to Des Moines. 90 seconds left in the period. Des Moines with a 3-2 lead. Nicky Wolf sent it back into the Storm end. It's an icing on Des Moines this time. And a stoppage. Minute 21 to go in the second period here in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-2. Two goals for the Storm. Lebowski and Milan. Goals for Des Moines. Two for Danny Elser. One for Patrick Grasso. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. Taken by Schmidt. Curry ties him up and takes the puck. Worked on the near side corner. Curry put it behind the net for Des Moines. Picked up by Nicky Wolf. Send it on the near side over to Schmidt. Connor Schmidt backhanded it. Off Curry, out to neutral ice, taken by Tri-City. Nice play by Valisano to get it back to Curry. Now Valisano in the zone. Back to Curry. Curry looking in front. Pass was blocked. Curry was taken down by a diving Schmidt there for Des Moines. And it's all the way down by Des Moines. This is going to be an icing on the Buccaneers as Donovan Gardner wins the race to the puck. 48 seconds to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Ryan McMurphy against Danny Elser on the faceoff to the right of Ryan Ruck. Storm win it. Quick shot save made by Ruck. Shot came there from Poganski. Ruck made the save with the right pad. Now Lebowski into the zone. Got it to McMurphy. He shoots. Misses the net high. McMurphy picks up the rebound. Send it back to Poganski. On the back of the net. Poganski in front. Lebowski was there but couldn't find the puck. Lebowski was there with some space, but the puck avoided him. And now it's Kevin Kerr who controls for Tri-City. 23 seconds left in the second. Now Poganski into the zone. Poganski on the near side. To the center, it was blocked. Back to Poganski in the corner. Poganski bringing it through behind the net. Poganski now wraparound chance. Save made by Ruck. It's sent out by Des Moines. Icing. There's a chance for icing. It's waved off with 5 seconds left in the period. Buccaneers had it. They sent it behind the Storm net, and that'll do it for the second. And a shove after the play on Lebowski there by a Des Moines skater. Looked like Tanner Carty. Shove Lebowski. But the second period comes to a close. Tri-City with the only goal of the second. They trim the Des Moines lead to 3-2. One-goal game. Headed to the third next, but not before the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Coming your way next on The Breeze, 94.5.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients,
better pizza, Papa John's.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires to tell you flat out, we will beat any price on four new tires. At Big O, we have sets of four. Passenger tires starting as low as $140. And light truck tires start at just $240 for a set. Shop Walmart or Graham's, then come to Big O for the absolute lowest tire prices in town, period. It's our commitment to you. We will not be beat on price. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viera Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at alanjackson.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Des Moines Buccaneers 3-2 after two periods of play. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And now to help me here with the Stadler Implement Period Recap, here in the second intermission is Storm forward Chase Berger. And Chase, first of all, we were upset to hear about the injury this week. Want to hear how you're feeling. What's the diagnosis here?
I'm feeling pretty good. I broke my foot on the inside. It's not too major, though. I think I'll be out 3 to 4 weeks, but so I'll miss tonight and then tomorrow, obviously. But other than that, I'll just miss a couple weeks of the off season and then just start working out and getting towards next season.
Looking back on the season as a whole, I'm sure for yourself, the second half of the year seemed like where you started to separate yourself and really feel more comfortable. Just give us your thoughts on the season as a whole here.
Yeah, I think first half I struggled with, you know, breaking into the league, and you got to get confidence, you got to get comfortable, and then so the first 25 games or whatever were a bit of an adjustment, but I thought the second half I played much better and started getting some confidence, felt comfortable out there, and that can go a long way in the sport, so I guess I was fortunate enough to play with some good players and played a little better second half.
Looking at this game here tonight, your team went down early, two early goals, deflections in front, a lot of space in your own zone in that first period, but seemed like in the second period you clamped down, especially in the final 10 minutes, second half of that second period, seemed like you guys really started playing a lot better in your own zone.
Yeah, I thought they played well second period. You know, the first period, these guys are at their last home game. The fans are pretty excited. I'm sitting in the stands, so I can hear them. But I think they were just really wound up for their home crowd, and we kind of had to weather the storm at first, but they've done a good job to settle down. And you got a third period down by one goal in the away game. I mean, you'll take that. And let's I think they're going to come out here, score a goal early, and see what happens.
Outshoot the Buccaneers in the second, 16-13. You guys, pretty nice shot total in that second period. What do you think might be some of the adjustments that they've made as this game has gone along?
You're real picking my brain there. Well, I think both ways that's a lot of shots in one period to give up 13 and then to shoot 13 or 16. So I think the game's kind of broken open a little bit, and, you know, there's a lot more rushes side to side. So I think we just need to limit their shots and try to get second opportunities for ours and put in a rebound or something, because this goalie's been pretty good against us all year.
Chase Berger joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Chase, second goal of the game for you guys tonight, the only goal of the second. Cody Milan seemed like he just got a loose puck there in front. What did you see on that goal?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how you score goals in this league. Just go to the net, and it looks like a puck just kind of squirted out, and he whacked it home. So just keep going to the net here, and they'll get a couple more. I'm confident in that.
The assists on that goal, Garrett Gomez and Jake Wallen, since Jake's been here, seems like he's been working pretty well with Garrett on that line, and coach has kept them together.
Yeah, Garrett's been making a lot of plays recently, and Jake can finish, so I think he's just riding it out and see what happens. But, yeah, I think coach is liking what he sees from both of those guys with creativity and just some scoring touch there too.
Final weekend here of the regular season. I was able to talk with your buddy Kyle Eastman after the first period, and one of the things we got into was projections here for the Clark Cup playoffs. And you've seen a lot of the teams here in this league. There's going to be eight teams that qualify for the playoffs. Seven of those eight teams have been decided. We're looking for the final team in the Eastern Conference this weekend. But, Chase, if somebody asked you, who do you think is going to win it all, who's your Clark Cup prediction here this season?
I think Waterloo is good out of the West, but I think Omaha is just a bigger team, stronger team. In the playoff race, I think they're going to come out of the West. And then I'd probably say Indiana, for the same reason, is going to come out of the East, just because I think they beat Dubuque 9-1 the other day. I mean, they're just big, they're good, they're physical, and I think they're well coached. So I'm going to say Indy versus Omaha in the final, and I think Omaha's got a little more experience, so I'd take Omaha.
That is exactly what Kyle Eastman
really?
Also predicted. He likes
wow.
the Lancers as well, so they seem like a trendy pick here amongst the Tri-City Storm team to win the Clark Cup this season. Chase Berger joining us here in the Sandler Implement Period Recap. Chase, we really appreciate everything you've done here in your first year with the Storm this season, and we appreciate your time here helping to recap the second.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
We'll take a quick break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update from across the USHL. Next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing the Des Moines Buccaneers 3-2. The only goal of the second period for Tri-City. A Cody Milan tally, his fourth of the season. Let's get you that out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Again, a lot of scores going on here and some interesting ones as well. We'll start with the one, well, there's three finals. The one final that people are going to be talking about, Team USA, 9-6 final score over Sioux City. What a game. You got 15 goals in this game as the USA 17 and under team. And in this game, we saw Kyle Hayton of the Musketeers give up 8 goals. Blake Weirich was the winning goaltender for Team USA. He got 9 goals of support and 9 goals for Team USA. A whole bunch of scores on either side. For Sioux City, Adam Johnson had 2 goals. Cedric Lacroix, Jared Thomas, Brock Boser all scored. Team USA was up 3-0 after one, and then led 4-0 in the second. But Sioux City scored 3 straight, made a game of it, and the teams went back and forth in the third. But Sioux City comes up short, and Team USA gets 2 points to stay alive in the race for the last spot in the Eastern Conference. Green Bay has defeated Indiana. Huge win for the Gamblers on the road in Indiana. They get the 4-2 victory, and they get 2 points to keep themselves alive in the race for the final spot. Team Youngstown defeats Dubuque 3-1. Nice win for Youngstown in their final weekend of the season, eliminated from the playoff contention. Dubuque will make the playoffs, but they're struggling as they head into the postseason. Omaha is in Fargo, and after 2 periods, the Lancers and the Force are tied 1-1. Waterloo has a 2-1 lead on Cedar Rapids. The Blackhawks with a chance to move closer to Indiana in the race for the Anderson Cup, and the Blackhawks have a 2-1 lead on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders after 2 periods in Cedar Rapids. Lincoln has a 4-3 lead on Sioux Falls. The Stars are playing their final home game of the year, and they came out hot early in the game. However, Sioux Falls has come back. Lincoln scored 3 in the first period, but Sioux Falls has scored 3 as well. Lincoln leads 4-3 in this game, but Sioux Falls is not out of it yet. About 15 minutes left to go in this game. And it's 4-3 Lincoln. Sioux Falls, with Sioux City losing, has a chance to move into a tie with the Musketeers. Sioux City has now lost 2 straight after losing to the Storm on Sunday. In the final game, which is a very big game as well, Muskegon Lumberjacks with a 2-0 lead on the Chicago Steel, make that 2-1. Chicago has just scored a power play goal from John Schilling. And as I said last period, don't count the Steel out of anything. Muskegon with a 2-1 lead. They've got goals from Matt Iacopelli, who leads this league in goal scoring. 41 goals for Iacopelli now. Jack Rowe, who's been hot lately for Muskegon, he also scores. 2-1 lead for the Muskegon Lumberjacks on the Chicago Steel. John Schilling has just scored a power play goal for Chicago. It's 2-1 Muskegon. The winner of that game will be, again, given 2 points and kept alive in the standings for the Eastern Conference. Last playoff spot available in the East. Here is the final weekend in the USHL regular season. Tri-City is trailing the Des Moines Buccaneers 3-2 after 2 periods. Des Moines with some interesting entertainment here. They got a figure skater on the ice. Very young child as a figure skater is performing here during the intermission. We hope that that everything goes well with this and they can get us back to the third period on time. Tri-City trailing Des Moines 3-2 after two. The 2 Tri-City goals scored by Dan Lebowski and Cody Milan. Des Moines has two goals from Danny Elster and a goal from Patrick Grasso. The final penalties in that play, there's only one play of penalties in the second period. There were five minors handed out on the one play, and Des Moines ended up with a power play opportunity. They did not score. Ryan Gault and Jimmy Coronin were both given 2 minutes for roughing. Josh Gabriel and Nick Hutchison also given 2 minutes for roughing each. But Josh Gabriel also drew another minor for slashing in that play, and that's why Daniel Fritz had to go serve a penalty. And those were all the penalties in the second period. Tri-City has held Des Moines scoreless on the power play. They're 0-4. The Storm 0-1 on their only man advantage. Storm trailing 3-2 to Des Moines. That's our Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back with the third and final period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers will finish it up next on 94.5 FM, your home for Storm hockey.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some fun.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a great deal on high-quality tires with a fantastic road hazard warranty and free lifetime rotations and flats? Then get to Big O Tires. Through March 23rd, when you buy four new Big O brand tires, we'll give you $100 guaranteed. Trade in for your old tires, regardless of their age or condition. That's $100 towards four high-quality Big O brand tires. It's just another way we want to earn your business at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 3-2 as we get set for the third and final period presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City Storm, again, trailing 3-2. Let's recap the scoring in this one as we get set. The team's coming back onto the ice. Des Moines scored the first two goals in this game. Daniel Elser scored both of them. Elser had a goal at 3:50 from Alec Rauhauser and Ryan Gault. and then scored another goal of 7-13 from the same two players, Ryan Gall and Alex Rauhauser. The Storm got on the board later in the period. Dan Lebowski from Austin Poganski and Josh Gabriel at 15-15. And then Patrick Grasso scored less than a minute later to give Des Moines a 3-1 lead. Grasso from David Drake at 16:07, and after one period, Des Moines had themselves a 3-1 lead. In the second period, just one goal, Cody Milan from Garrett Gomez and Jake Wallen at 11:40, and it's a 3-2 game headed to the third and final period. Tri-City, just one power play thus far in this game. They're 0-1. Des Moines is 0-4. They've had four-man advantages, and they lead the shot total 31-34 over 31-24 overall. Tri-City outshot the Bucks 16-13 in the second period, and the Storm, they've been outchanced, but a lot of those have been on the power play for Des Moines with their four power plays. So overall, I think pretty even game when you exclude the power plays. Ryan Rux made 22 saves on 24 shots. Hayden Levine has been good on 28 out of 31. So third period, ready to go here. Presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City needs one to get back even with Des Moines as we begin the third period here at Buccaneer Arena. Storm and the Buccaneers have had pretty tight games all season, and tonight, not an exception, one-goal game headed to the third period. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial for this final period. Des Moines from left to right. We drop the puck, Tri-City with possession as we start the third. Torrey Dello sent it into the zone offside. Des Moines with the puck. Danny Elster with it as Tri-City tags up. Bucks have it in their own zone on the far side. Sent forward. Chipped out of play. Dangerous out of play there as Kevin Kerr deflected it hot into the crowd here at Buccaneer Arena. We get a stoppage 15 seconds into the third and final period presented by Big O Tires. 3-2 Des Moines, the score. Faceoff is won by Des Moines, forward into the Storm, and bouncing puck and a quick shot. Save made by Levine. Michael Marnell with the shot. Levine makes the save. Kind of an awkward play. I thought I heard a whistle right before they dropped the puck. Des Moines won the faceoff right forward and had a good chance in on Levine. He made the save and stopped play. 20 seconds into the third, 3-2 Des Moines in the lead. Valisano on the faceoff to the left of Levine. Storm win it forward, but kept in by Des Moines. Curry trying to win a battle. He can't against Marnell. Marnell shoved into the back wall by Schultz. Puck picked up by Valisano. Far side, Wilkie can't catch up to it. And a shot back in by Des Moines. Levine kicks it away with a left pass. Jalen Schultz has it with time. Over to Grant Hutton up the far side wall. Goes all the way down. Icing whistled here on Tri-City. They wave it off. Officials waved it off. One linesman had his hand raised on the near side, but the other had a deflection. Now here's Des Moines coming the other way. A shot missed over the net. Big opportunity for Jenkins, and he put it over the net. And now the Storm move it back to neutral ice. Grant Hutton's got it now for Tri-City. Circling back in his own end is Daniel Fritz up the wall out of the zone, rolling back to the Des Moines end. Icing waved off again. Minute 15 into this third period. Des Moines with a one-goal lead. Tri-City searching for an equalizer. Bucks shoot it back into the corner in the Storm end, taken by Donovan Gardner behind the net. Gardner comes out in front. Almost lost it. He does. He does lose it. Chance in front. Turned over to Wallen. Nice awareness by Jake Wallen to get the interception. Now it's Daniel Fritz. Carries it in. Shoots. Misses the net wide. Rebound taken by Wallen. He shoots. Misses the net again. On the far side, Des Moines able to send it all the way down. This could be an icing on the Bucks. And it does go deep for an icing. Donovan Gardner beats Godbout on the race. And Tri-City will have an offensive zone faceoff with 18 minutes and 17 seconds left in the third period, presented by Big O Tires here on the Breeze. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Des Moines. Faceoff is won back by the Bucks. Wrapped around the near side wall, kept in by Tri-City, but now out to neutralize Kevin Kerr. Able to shoot it back in deep. Storm tag up. Played by Des Moines. Behind their own net. 2 minutes gone by here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Buccaneers up the far side wall. Nice play. Into the Storm end. Taken away by Dello. Dello knocked away Rauhauser. Rakhmatov. And now it's back to neutralize for Des Moines. Buccaneers with it in on the near side now. Into the zone. This time Rauhauser gets by Kerr. Shoots. Hits the outside of the net. And now he's taken down. Nick Hutchison had it. He lost possession. But now it's back to Jalen Schultz on the near side. Moved up by Gabriel. He loses it. Taken back by Kerr. Knocked it over to Schultz, but he turned it back over. Now on the near side, Hutchison finally gets it out of the zone. Worked back in by Des Moines again. And Kevin Kerr knocks it away. Here's Kerr on the far side. Got it to Gomez into the zone. Gomez shoots. And it was deflected to the center where Gabriel had a look at it. Taken away. Here's Des Moines. Buccaneers with it 2-on-2 into the zone. Opportunity on the far side. It's held up by Jackson. Sent in deep. Behind the net. Puck's loose on the near side now. Played by Drake. Drake into the corner. Got it behind the net to Nong Lambert. Back out on a shot for Carty. Didn't get all of it. Levine made the save with the left pad, and then he covered up. Carty had the look, kind of fanned on it, went rolling in on Levine, and he made the stop. 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the final period here tonight. Tri-City trailing to Des Moines, 3-2 on the breeze. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Here's Dan Lebowski with possession, and a 2-on-2. Lebowski into the zone onside, threw it to the center, loose puck. Is taken by Nick Murphy on the near side. Up top, Schultz. He shoots. Save made by Ruck, and he hangs on. Good look from Schultz there on the left point. Just threw a wrist shot in on net. Ruck had it right into the chest, and he hung on. 16:37 left to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing to Des Moines, 3-2 here at Buccaneer Arena. Faceoff now to the right of Ruck in the Buccaneer end. McMurphy trying to win it forward, but it was taken by Des Moines. The Buccaneers have it back into the neutral zone. Schultz knocked it away. Got it to Lebowski on the near side. He centered it for Poganski, but it was taken away by Frigio. And now it's moved through neutral ice and sent in by the Bucs. Levine makes the save with the glove, and he hangs on. Levine stops play. 16:17 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing Des Moines 3-2 here on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Storm's final game will be tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Storm and Lincoln Stars, the game is sold out. If you didn't get a ticket, we got it for you here on the breeze. And now a chance here for Des Moines off the faceoff. Levine has to make two saves. Puck still loose behind the net. Turned over here to Wallen, and Tri-City's got a rush. Wallen to the center for Milan. Milan back to Wallen in onside. Back to Milan, taking off the play. Here comes Des Moines the other way. Into the zone. Nice job by Gardner to take the puck. Gomez got hit hard by Wolf. He went down. Levine came out of his net to make a save. Rebound on the near side. Now we got a fight. Donovan Gardner didn't like that that hit from Wolf. And Gardner had trouble getting off his left glove. And here he goes against the much bigger Nicky Wolf. Gardner trying to get a couple lefts in there. Wolf trying to tie him up. Wolf with an uppercut. Gardner staying on his feet here. Good fight from Donovan Gardner against a much bigger Nicky Wolf, and now the officials get in the way. Nicky Wolf, and we talk about Donovan Gardner giving up some size to some opponents here on fight. And Gardner, I think, needs some stitcher work here. He might have a cut. Gardner comes in at 5'10", 185. Nicky Wolf, 6'4", 200, easy. And Wolf, I mean, Gardner holds his own. We saw him go with Matt Icapelli of Muskegon, and Gardner's going to head to the dressing room for some repairs. But just, you got to love a player like that. This is his last weekend of junior hockey. He's a 20-year-old. He's about to age out, and he just gives it his all. And he knows he's maybe not the best player on the ice every night, but he just gives it his all. And right there, Wolf dropped Gomez, who's a leader on this team, and Gardner said, you're going to have to pay for that. And Gardner dropped the glove with a much bigger defenseman, Nicky Wolf. And Tri-City trails 3-2 in this game, but you get a sense maybe that might rally him a little bit. 15:48 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Pat Curry added to Wilkie in neutral ice. Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie knocks it in deep. Down low it goes. Near side corner. Loose puck. Wilkie had a turnaround shot. It was blocked. And now another shot was saved by Ruck. Wilkie Fan on that first shot didn't get much on it, but got it back and threw it in on net. And Ruck had to make a tough save. Puck's loose in neutral ice now. Turned over to Curry. Curry into the zone. Curry holds, shoots. Save made by Ruck, and he hangs on. And that little bit of momentum shifting for Tri-City here. 15:19 to go in the third period. Donovan Gartner goes to the dressing room after dropping the glove with Nicky Wolf, his adversary. And both players assess the five-minute fighting majors. No power play on either side. 15:19 to go in the game. 3-2 in favor of Des Moines here at Buccaneer Arena. Bucks win the faceoff. Rauhauser has it on the far side in the Des Moines end. Flips it towards neutral ice. Glove down by Gabriel, who loses it for a second. Had a shot deflected wide of the net. Comes back up top for Hutton with a shot. Save made by Ruck. And Grant Hutton has shown the ability to put shots on net from the blue line here after being picked up at the trade deadline. This is Hutton's 19th game for Tri-City. And Ryan Ruck flashing the leather once again. Ruck's been very good here for Des Moines. 15:02 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 3-2. Gabriel will take this faceoff. You know, I think Gabriel, for his first USHL game, has looked pretty good. We'll hear Jim Holton's assessment after this one ends. As a faceoff won by Des Moines. And now turned over and a quick shot there in front by Gabriel was turned aside by Ruck. Gabriel just had a loose puck and just threw a backhand in on it. Now a turnover to Hutchison. Hutchison on the near side, Gabriel. Gabriel, another centering pass was blocked. Gabriel gets it back in the corner. DiBenedetto working in the near side corner with Gabriel. Gabriel takes a shove, two-a-side battle here deep in the Des Moines end. Puck's loose and won by Bucks. Des Moines in the neutral ice now. Schultz gets tripped up. No call. Here comes Des Moines the other way. Levine keeps it out. Oh, boy, Tri-City dodges a bullet, and Hayden Levine, another nice play in between the pipes for the Storm. Jalen Schultz got tripped by the player carrying the puck for Des Moines. Another chance in front here for Des Moines was blocked in front, never got to Levine there. Nice work by DiBenedetto getting it out to neutral ice. Turned it to Des Moines, and Storm quickly with a change. Des Moines back in offside. And I don't know about the officiating here in the last couple minutes. Schultz was clearly tripped. No call came. And then Des Moines whistled for an offside there, which was pretty questionable. 14:02 to go in this game. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Des Moines. Buccaneers have it. They shoot it, and Levine knocks it into the netting and out of play here at Buccaneer Arena. 13:58 now remaining in this game. Neither team has scored in the third period. We saw four goals in the first, the fifth in the second, none yet in the third. Faceoff won by Des Moines in the Storm end to the right of Levine. Puck's worked on the far side wall. Nice job by McMurphy to get it to Poganski. Centered it. Here's Lebowski. Past the red line. Lebowski in offside. On that kind of a play, Lebowski, veteran guy here, played in almost every game for Tri-City this year, just got to chip it in. I mean, you got two players, both McMurphy and Poganski were ahead of him when the play started. You've got to be aware of that. And Poganski unable to hold up on the line. Lebowski got to chip that one in, and he's upset with himself after the play as he goes off for a change. Puck's won by Tri-City on the ensuing faceoff and worked in deep into the Des Moines end. 13:30 to go in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2 game in favor of Des Moines. Storm with it. Nice job by Kevin Kirk. Gloves it down at the blue line. Sent it in deep for Wallen, who finds Milan now down low. Milan works it behind the net. Gomez. Gomez trying to get back to Wallen. Wallen on the backboard for Gomez. Gomez working with it. Lost it. Here's Des Moines with a rush the other way. Buccaneers have it 2-on-2. They send it through neutral ice. It goes in deep. Dello knocked the stick out of Jackson's hand. Took the puck. And now Wallen has it. Wallen. Past the red line. Wallen's in by himself here. Storm making a change. Wallen shoots. Ruck makes the save. And he hangs on and stops play. Nice job by Jake Wallen there. The rest of his team was changing. He went in alone, took a nice little shot, and creates an offensive zone faceoff for the new line that just came out onto the ice. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City trails in this game to Des Moines, 3-2. You know, cars and trucks today last longer than ever. But you've got to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance and at Big O Tires, they can take care of that for you with complete radiator, fuel system, power steering, brake system, and transmission flush service. Big O will take great care to ensure your vehicle is properly maintained. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City will get an offensive zone face-off as we restart play after Jake Wallen took a shot that Ryan Ruck made the save on. Storm trail 3-2 in this game. Neither team has scored in the third period. Faceoff is coming to the right of Ryan Ruck. Shots on goal in the third. Des Moines with a 7-5 lead in shots on net in the third. 38-29 overall shots on goal lead. Storm with the faceoff though here. And Schultz got it in deep. Nice shot by Curry. Trying to slap it one in front. He got hit hard in the backboard. Now the puck's on the near side. Wilkie's got it. Wilkie tried to get it up top for Schultz. It was turned over to Des Moines. And the Bucks have it now in neutral ice. They backhanded in deep. Peugeot got it in deep. And Pat Curry on the back wall took a hit. Schultz let it out for Wilkie. Wilkie lost it, though, and now Des Moines has it. At the point, shot save made by Levine. Big rebound over to Valisano. Valisano now gaining speed, moving out of his own end to neutral ice. Valisano past the red line. Sent it forward for Curry and onside. Curry got shoved on the far side wall. And now the puck is picked up by Des Moines. Nobody knew where it was for a second, and now it's sent out of play into the stands by the Buccaneers. Stoppage with 12:04 to go here in the third. Tri-City trying to work their way back in this game. They trail 3-2. Haven't given up a goal since late in the first period. They say that puck... Timeout Des Moines, I think, here. I thought they were going to say it deflected out, but head coach John Roger for the Des Moines Buccaneers is calling timeout. So the teams will talk it over. 3-2 lead for Des Moines in the third period. Looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Look no further than the Big O Bigfoot tire line. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire and a great price. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So out of the timeout here, it'll be a face-off in the Des Moines end. John Roger wanted to talk things over with his team here. 3-2 lead for the Buccaneers. Tomorrow night is the final night of the regular season. Join us on the breeze for our final game, game number 60, the USHL regular season. It's going to be a sellout in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. Should be a good time. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Dello whacked one wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Kevin Kirk came in to try to keep it in, but he couldn't. And now here's a race for it on the near side of the Storm end, centered by Elser. But the Storm got it back. Now Wallen got it to Dello. Torrey Dello moving with it slowly. Stops. Sends a cross-ice pass out of play. You get a whistle at 11:44, and they decide that that was deflected out of play. And the face-off is going to come in... Faceoff's going to come in neutral ice on the near side. Storm catch a break there as Dello may have tried to go a little bit too fancy with that play. Des Moines wins the faceoff, and they have the puck in onside, wrapped around to the near side in the Storm end. Up top, a shot from Gault was fanned on. Now another shot from Gault was gloved by Levine. And another stoppage here, 11:29 to go in the third. Tri-City trailing Des Moines 3-2. Here on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. A lot of stoppages here over the last 2 minutes. Face off to the near side of Levine. Gabriel is in for Tri-City, and he wins it to Jalen Schultz. Over to Hutt on the far side. Worked up to Benedetto. Now Gabriel past the red line. Gabriel shoots in deep. Wrapped around to the near side. Played on the near side wall by Tri-City. Strum forward on the near side half wall. Three players for Tri-City there. Hutchison trying to work it free. And Benedetto gets hit hard. Got it in deep, though, to Hutchison. Hutchison wraps it out in front. Had a chance in front, but it moved away from the net. Back up top for Schultz, who played it deep again. Loose puck now is picked up behind the net. Hard hitting here, both Benedetto and Hutchison giving and receiving some hard hits. And now here comes Des Moines with a rush down the near side. Shot from Godbout, save made by Levine with the blocker. Rebound came loose, kept in deep by Des Moines. And now a hit from Schultz on Godbout. Schultz all over the place here in the near side corner, trying to work the puck free with Gabriel. Now kept in at the point by Des Moines. Fake on a shot on the far side. Another shot blocked in front to Benedetto. Blocked it, and it's out of the zone. Nice work by Tri-City. Sent right back in by Des Moines. But the Bucks are going to go for a line change, as will Tri-City. And Jalen Schultz behind his own net to play it. Halfway gone by in the third. And Schultz turned it over, almost turned it over, but got it back out of the zone. Try to bring it forward, but not the pass you're accustomed to seeing from Schultz. Kevin Kerr got it back to Schultz, and now on the near side, it's Lebowski. He crosses it over to Kerr on the far side. Back to Lebowski. He's got speed on the near side. Lebowski into the zone. He throws it in deep. Goes and gets it on the back end. Lebowski wraparound chance went wide. On the near side, Des Moines brings it out of the zone, rolling back towards the storm end. Picked up by Torridello. Dello on the near side. Got it to Kevin Kerr. Nice move. Gets by one man. Kerr leading the puck into the zone. Got taken off the puck as he moved in. And here comes Des Moines the other way with a break down the far side. Buccaneers shoot. Deflection out of play. Zong Lambert had the shot, and nice job by Dello. He was the lone man back, and he deflected out of play, hurting a little bit after that one. But he'll stay on the ice. 9:26 to go. Big O Tires third period. Des Moines with a 3-2 lead here on the breeze. Bucks win the faceoff. Shot was blocked by Valisano. Here come the storm of the 3-on-2. Valisano in the offensive zone. Try to cross it over to Wilkie. Was blocked over to Curry. Taken away by Des Moines, though. And now up the near side wall, back into the Tri-City end. Loose puck for Daniel Fritz. Fritz with it on the backhand, moving forward, banked it off the wall. Loose for Valisano. Valisano neutral ice. Into the Des Moines end. Moves around one man. Lost possession of David Drake. Hits Drake into the back wall. Kept in by Fritz at the left point. Fritz with a shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through to Ruck. And on the far side, it's out of the zone for Des Moines. Back to neutral ice. Bucks into the storm end onside. And they flip it in deep. Levine leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie left it for Fritz. Fritz moves forward. Fritz got some speed. And on the near side, Fritz got it in deep to the Des Moines end. No icing. 8.5 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Des Moines with a 3-2 lead on Tri-City. Bucks have it through neutral ice. Chance into the storm end. Chance in front. Shot wide. And a toppling player on top of Levine there. Shot by Danny Elster went wide, and Elster fell on top of Levine. Dello made sure he stayed away from the goaltender. Pat Curry tried to chip it in deep, went for a change, didn't go deep. Instead, Des Moines had possession, and Torridello trying to stick it down. Here's a shot and a score. Broken play in the storm end. And Daniel Elster has a hat trick. It's a hat trick for Daniel Elster, and the hats come flying at Buccaneer Arena with 8:07 to go in the game. Big goal from Daniel Elster. His third of the night, 18th of the season for Elster. 8:07 to go. Here in the third, it's 4-2 Des Moines. Tri-City, a broken play in their own end. Pat Curry tried to chip it in deep, and it was blocked by Des Moines. Curry and a couple Storm players went off for a change. Bucks moved the other way, and Dello had the puck broken up for a second, and the puck was loose laying there on the inside corner of the right circle, and a quick slap shot, and Daniel Elster beats Levine glove side for his third of the night. What a night for Daniel Elster, and Des Moines with a two-goal lead, 8 minutes to go. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Going to try to respond, but they have only 8 minutes left in this game. Bucks with the puck on the near side. Here comes Des Moines with a rush into the storm end on the near side. Jenkins moved in. Puck rolled off his stick. And right on Levine. So Levine covers up and stops play. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this one. Tri-City trailing 4-2. First goal they've allowed to Des Moines since the late in the first period. Third goal of the night for Danny Elster. Elster's been huge in this game for Des Moines and has them in the lead. And now we get a fight right off the draw. Daniel Fritz is going at it. Fritz, quick fight. Players wrestle to the ground very quickly. A lot of emotion in that one, Fritz and Ruslan Rakhmatov. And with that fight, Ruslan Rakhmatov has now gone over 200 penalty minutes on the season for Des Moines. Daniel Fritz not happy as he gets pushed into the box. 7:50 to go here in the third, and that was a fight right off the faceoff. Fritz and Rakhmatov, a quick one. 7:50 to go. If you want to fight, do it now, because you don't want to do it in the final 5 minutes, because that's grounds for a suspension. If you fight in the final 5 minutes, you won't be playing tomorrow in the final game of the season. So I don't think Jim Holton will want any of his players to be fighting in the final 5 minutes. Lebowski got taken down in his own end. No call. As Tri-City has possession now, Lebowski back on his feet, shoots it in deep. Into the Des Moines end, wrapped around. Polganski shoves his man in the far side. Polganski now got it to McMurphy. McMurphy on the near side, back to Polganski. Polganski got a man pinning him up on the glass. McMurphy comes in to help. 7:15 to go in the game. Des Moines able to come away with the puck. And the puck still on the Buccaneers stick in their zone. Defenseman passing back and forth here for the Bucs. Finally, they bring it forward. Buccaneers into the storm end. Schmidt with a shot blocked. Another shot save made by Levine with a left pass. Another shot hit the side of the net. And Gabriel will take it for Tri-City. Long pass hit to Benedetto, and it'll go deep for an icing on Tri-City. 6:50 to go in the third. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-2 to Des Moines. The Storm got behind early 2-0 and 3-1 at the end of the first. And they've fought hard to try to get back, but they've not been even since the first goal by Des Moines. They trail 4-2. Faceoff won by the Bucs in the Storm end. Quick shot was blocked. Here comes Hutchison with 2-on-2 with Benedetto. Hutchison down the far side into the zone. Hutchison holding. Moves to the net. Behind the net, Hutchison taken down. Penalty coming on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Hutchison was taken down. And the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play with 6:37 to go in the game. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. And the Tri-City Storm, only their second power play of the night, need a goal here, trailing by two with 6.5 to go in the game. Kevin Kerr off the faceoff win to Wilkie. Got it down low, deflected off Valisano's stick in the wall, but Valisano got it back, but then he turned it over, and it's kept in by Kevin Kerr. Fantastic job of the line by Kerr, but now Wilkie can't hold it in, and it's sent back out by Des Moines into the Tri-City end. Levine stops it for Wilkie. 25 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Wilkie got it. Wilkie on the near side. Valisano. Valisano into the zone. He shoots it in deep. Down low, Tanner Carty. Played it in the near side corner. Up top, Kevin Kerr on the left point. Kerr got it to Wilkie on the near side. Down low, Valisano behind the net. Valisano back to Wilkie. Wilkie in the corner. Up top for Kerr. Now down low. Up top for Dello on the right point. Dello pays give and go. Now Kerr back to Wilkie. Kerr at the left point, shoots, went wide, rebound, far side, out of the zone, all the way down. Storm unable to keep that one in. 5.5 to go in the game. Tri-City trails 4-2, 50 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Jalen Schultz with it. Schultz, far side, Lebowski into the zone. Polganski down the far side, lost possession, gets hit hard on the backboard, fell down. And it's picked up by McMurphy. Over to Lebowski in the far side. Centering pass. Schultz was sneaking in on the back door, but it was taken away by Des Moines. And here they come on the rush. Des Moines shorthanded. Into the Storm and offside. Fans upset on the call. 5:05 to go. Elster in offside. Danny Elster already with 3 goals in this one. 5:05 to go in the game. Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with just 29 seconds left on a Century 21 power play opportunity, trailing 4-2. Storm win the faceoff now. It's Grant Hutton moving forward. Got it to Schultz. Jalen Schultz passed the red line but got pickpocketed. And here comes Des Moines the other way, shorthanded. Grant Hutton stops the play. And now a shot and a save by Levine. Rebound loose. It goes wide of the net. Huge opportunity for Ryan Gault, and it trickled wide. Now Joey DiBenedetto back to Schultz. Final 5 seconds here of this power play. Dormer in onside. It's Hutchison behind the net. Hutchison down low as we're back to even strength. Gabriel lost it. Wrapped around the wall. Dello going to try to keep it in. He couldn't. And it's rolled back to the Storm end. We're inside the Diamond Vogel. Final five. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Des Moines. Dello on the near side. Sent it in deep. But it was deflected in by Tri-City. So icing is waved off. Des Moines with it now. All the way towards the Storm end. Knocked away by Dello. Dello with it. Into the zone. Milan. Milan on the near side. Centering pass from Wallen was taken away by Des Moines, but Gomez kept it into Wallen. Wallen back to Gomez. Hold, shoot! And Gomez, I don't know if it missed the net cleanly or if it was blocked away into the netting, but a good look for Gomez there from Wallen. 3:57 to go in this game. We're inside the Diamond Vogel. Final five here on the Breeze. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paint with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 3:56 to go here in the third. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Des Moines. Bucks win the faceoff, trying to get a win in front of their home fans in their final home game before Des Moines will head to Fargo for tomorrow night's final regular season game. And it's cleared out of play by the Bucks. I think it'll stay in the faceoff, will stay in the Bucks' end. Teams coming into this one are tied in sixth place in the USHL Western Conference. Des Moines gets 2 points here tonight. They'll move back ahead of Tri-City. Faceoff is to the left of Ruck in the Des Moines end. Won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr makes a little move around one man. Throws a shot wide of the net, trying to find Wilkie on the doorstep. Went wide. Kept in, though, by Dello. Got it down low. Pat Curry behind the net. Curry on the near side. Up top, deflected. Kept in by Kerr. Kerr down low for Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side corner. Takes a shove. Wilkie working to the center. Left it in deep for Curry. Curry still working here in the Des Moines end. Got Valisano with him. Puck's moved on the near side corner. Curry with two men on him. Got to Valisano. Centering pass. Knocked away by Des Moines. Buccaneers come out. Centering pass was knocked away by Dello, and now Torrey Dello will send it forward. Man is Pat Curry, who got it into the zone, but stopped at the line, and now Des Moines takes it the other way. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Des Moines in onside, turned over though. Here comes Curry the other way. Pat Curry left it for Valisano on the far side, couldn't get in the zone. A little miscommunication there, and they were gassed. All three needed to change the Storm line there. Buccaneers brought it into the Storm end. Donovan Gardner back in the lineup here after the fight. He's back in. Here comes McMurphy in onside. McMurphy to the center. Shot. Missed the net wide. Poganski had a chance. It went wide. McMurphy still behind the net. Tries to come out in front. It was blocked in front. And now it's moved deep in the Des Moines end. 2:20 to go in the third period here. Storm down 4-2. Good chance for McMurphy and Poganski there. McMurphy didn't know whether he was going to shoot it or pass it. Had Poganski in front, but it went wide. Now on the far side, Lebowski up top. Gardner with a shot was blocked in front. Now it's McMurphy on the near side corner. McMurphy trying to play it in deep for Poganski. He takes a big hit on a Des Moines player on the near side wall. Loose puck played by Des Moines. Fans wanted a penalty on Poganski there on that big hit. Storm in on the forecheck in deep. Lebowski, now we get a shot in neutral ice, and a Storm player is down. It's Cody Milan. Milan's down. The play continues. Milan's back to the bench. Puck's up to the top of the zone, out of the Storm end. Milan left his gloves on the ice. I didn't see the collision. No penalty called. And now the Storm have it in the Des Moines end. 90 seconds to go. Levine's at the bench. Puck's cleared out of the Des Moines end. Storm trail by two. Levine's at the bench. Wallen sent it in deep. Around the back of the Des Moines net. Played around the near side. It's worked to the top and out. And here's a chance for Des Moines to try to end it, and they do. Guess who? Daniel Elser. Fifth goal, fourth goal tonight for Elser. Fifth goal for Des Moines. This is the second four-goal game we've seen this year. This one against Tri-City. We saw one earlier from Joel Esperon. And boy, oh boy, Daniel Elser the man of the night here in Des Moines. 4 goals for Elster. And Des Moines will get a win here tonight at Buccaneer Arena to close out the season with a victory. Bucks had lost 8 in a row in their home barn, but it's not going to be 9 as they have a 5-2 lead on Tryon City, and it'll even up the season series 3-3. Storm want to be smart here. There's 1 minute left in the game, and I know there's some frustration for Tryon City, and there's been frustration with Des Moines all year, going back to a preseason line brawl between these two teams. But Tryon City got to stay smart here and don't get any suspensions before the final night in Kearney tomorrow night, because win or loss tonight, it's going to be special tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. As some big hits on the far side in the Storm end. Suicide battle in the Storm end. Pucks won free to Hutchison on the near side. Hutchison lost it to neutralize. Glove down by Wolf, who's back on here for Des Moines. And now the Buccaneers are in onside. And it's turned over, and Hutchison's got it for Tryon City. 20 seconds left in the game. He gets taken off by Wolf. Now back in for Des Moines. And a shot. Levine makes the glove save and hangs on. 13 seconds to go. And Tryon City's going to drop this one to Des Moines. It's 5-3 after an empty net goal for Danny Elster. Elster scored 2 in the first and 2 in the third. Des Moines leads 5-4, and Elster upped his goal total from 15 to 19 on the air. Puck goes out of play. And the faceoff will stay in the Storm end. 9 seconds to go now here in this Storm final road game of the season in Des Moines. Buccaneers came out early, showed that they wanted this game right from the start. Faceoff is won by Gardner, got it out of the zone. Here's Wilkie with one final rush. 2 seconds left. Wilkie shoots. It was blocked. And Tryon City falls 5-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena. That's the season series this year. And Tryon City and Des Moines split it 3-3. Season series. And Donovan Gardner has a nice little handshake with Nicky Wolf after that fight as the two teams head off the ice. Tryon City falls 5-2. We'll take a break and wrap this one up with the Old Chicago postgame show next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
Store for restrictions.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 5-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Here at Buccaneer Arena, we're inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Tonight's Sadler Implement game recap, you only really need to talk about one player for Des Moines, and that's Danny Elser. Elser with 4 goals in this game. One empty netter at the end, but unbelievable performance from Elser. 2 tip-in deflection goals where he was set up, and really a perfect deflection, not an easy play to achieve for Elser in the first. Got his first 2 there, and then a slap shot beat Levine over the right glove in the third at 11:53 to give Des Moines a 4-2 lead. And then he put the game on ice with an empty netter at 18:50. Elser was all over the place and in the right position for the Buccaneers tonight. 4 goals, ups his season-long total to 19. That is the leader on the team. The other goal for Des Moines, scored by Patrick Grasso, and Grasso played well tonight as well. Dan Lebosky got the first goal for Tri-City in the first from Austin Pogansky and Josh Gabriel at 15:15. And then Cody Milan scored from Garrett Gomez and Jake Wallen at 11:40 of the second period, the 2 Tri-City Storm goals. Neither team able to score on the power play tonight. Des Moines 0-4 from the power play position, and Tri-City 0-2. Des Moines outshot the Storm 46-31, and I think when we'll hear from Jim Holton here in a minute, he'll tell us that the defense was not where it needed to be to win a game on the road here. Tri-City falls 5-2, and that's our Sadler Implement game recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now we bring in the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Old Chicago postgame show. And our coach was just talking about the shots and the opportunities against here. It seemed like tonight the defense was not where it needed to be to win a game on the road.
No, the whole team wasn't. It was a horrible game. Awful first period. Just weren't mentally into the game to play the game the right way. You know, rebound had played better in the second, but it was too little too late. And then it was kind of a blah period in the third both ways, and whoever got that next one was going to win.
4 goals in a game. We know we've seen that before. We saw Les Bronze do it earlier in the season, but it seemed like really Elser was in all the right spots tonight for Des Moines.
Yeah, he was red hot tonight. Hats off to him. Sometimes you have a night like that. You always hope it's for your team, not against it, but hats off to that young man. He ended the game, the season, playing the right way.
Seemed like another one of the lines that was going tonight was the Gomez and Walling connection again. Those guys generated some opportunities, and Cody Milan ends up putting one home. Seemed like those guys really have grown together over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they have. And it was, you know, we're stretching it to try to find consistent positive out of tonight's game. But, yeah, they were okay.
Josh Gabriel, first time you've seen him. We've been evaluating affiliate players all year, and your first thoughts for him?
I like him. This young man hasn't been on the ice in 2 weeks, and he plays the game the right way. He plays with intensity. He finishes checks, and you know, once he gets himself accommodated and used to this league, I think he's going to be a real, real effective player.
I know the fans weren't here to see this one, Storm fans, but I described the fight for Donovan Gardner. Again, he went up against a guy who's a lot bigger than him, and he seems to enjoy just sticking up for his teammates there.
Yeah, it's nice to see. It's an element that we'd like to add a lot more of next year because I don't think we do it enough in terms of staying together, sticking together. And God bless him for doing it. You know, he took a little bit of a shot in the mouth and got cut for some stitches, but none the worse for wear, and that's the type of character player that Donovan is.
Now you can look to your final game. It's tomorrow night, and there's not much on the line to play for except for some pride in front of your home fans. You were told earlier that it was going to be a sellout for tomorrow, and I think the fans in Kearney are going to be loud and proud tomorrow night. Thoughts on the final game coming tomorrow?
Well, we have to be one hell of a lot better, and we have to have a heck of a lot more pride. I hope we have, as a team, as much pride as our fans do, because our fans are terrific, and obviously I'm extremely biased. I think they're the best fans in the entire USHL, and given the fact that they're going to pack the house tomorrow night with the record we've put up here lately, we owe them everything and more. All I ask of our guys is that, hey, it's not proverbial anymore. There is no tomorrow. There's nothing to save it for. This is our Game 7. We want to end on a good note, feeling good about ourselves, and more importantly, give the fans of Kearney what they deserve.
Tri-City Storm fall tonight 5-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. One game remaining in the regular season schedule. It'll be tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars. Lincoln's been a team that you guys have really seemed to match up well with. Lincoln and Des Moines really all season. The teams in the middle here, not in the top notch of the Western Conference, but in the middle battling, it seems like those have been good matchups, and I think everybody's expecting one good one with Lincoln again tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's kind of a heated rivalry there. We've played them quite a bit here and in the last little bit, and you're right, we've generally played pretty good games against them, but this team's played well. They made a coaching change a couple weeks ago, and that's spurring them on with some energy. I know they were leading tonight. I'm not sure if they managed to hang on to it. I guess deep down I'm hoping they got their win tonight to finish their home season, and that we can take it to them tomorrow. If we can string together just 60 minutes of good hockey, I think we'll be in good shape tomorrow.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:45 coming from the Viero Event Center, where we'll talk once again with Coach Holton for the final time in the Coach's Corner. Coach, look forward to tomorrow's game, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Jared.
Take a break here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be back to finish things off here tonight from Des Moines next on the Breeze.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at KearneyEvents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at AlanJackson.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm fall 5-2 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. The final score here in Buccaneer Arena, final matchup between these two teams, goes Des Moines way. 5-2, the final score here back on the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin with you to give you the three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm, the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us, three stars. All for Des Moines here in a 5-2 victory. Third star for the Bucks. Defenseman Alec Rauhauser had two assists in the Des Moines victory. Second star, Patrick Grasso, had a goal in the first period to make it 3-1, and a huge goal for Des Moines. As Tri-City had scored to make it 2-1, Dan Lebowski at 15-15, but then Grasso scored less than a minute later to get the momentum back on the Buccaneers' side, and Grasso's the second star. First star, pretty easy tonight, Daniel Elser with four goals for Des Moines, and he picks up the first star. Four out of the team's five goals secures the victory for Des Moines, 5-2. Dent Popper, grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest-working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the grinder of the night to Donovan Gardner, standing up against the much bigger Nicky Wolf and throwing down the gloves there. Nice fight from Gardner. As you heard Jim Holton say, he got hit in the mouth, had to get stitched up, but he comes back into the game, plays a couple more shifts at the end. And what you like to see from Donovan Gardner all season since he's came up from the North American League. He's been very physical, and he just goes after it every single shift, and a guy who's a lot of fun to watch play here for the Tri-City Storm. The final check of the out-of-town scoreboard here from across the USHL before we sign off. A lot of good games here around the league tonight. First of all, USA with a 9-6 victory over the Sioux City Musketeers. That's a final score, 2 points for Team USA. Green Bay defeats Indiana 4-2. Youngstown on top of Dubuque 3-1. Omaha picks up a shootout win over the Fargo Force 3-2, and they'll solidify their spot in the second place in the USHL's Western Conference. Waterloo will have the first spot in the Western Conference, and they defeated Cedar Rapids 5-1 tonight on the road at Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids. Des Moines here tonight, 5-2 win. Lincoln 6-4 win over Sioux Falls, and they close the icebox this season with a W. And Muskegon picks up a big 2 points. On the road in Chicago, the Lumberjacks get it done. A 3-1 win for Muskegon. They are ahead in the race for the final spot in the Eastern Conference. Going into the final night, Muskegon Lumberjacks have the in. If they can pick up a victory tomorrow, I think Muskegon is going to be, they'll have 65 points. Green Bay will have 64, Team USA 63, and Chicago at 62 is most likely eliminated here. They're down 3 points, so Chicago's done. So now down to three teams for that final spot, Green Bay, Muskegon, and Team USA, Muskegon with a win-and-in scenario in the Eastern Conference. That's our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Final score, Des Moines, 5, Tri-City Storm, 2. Tomorrow night, the game number 60, final game of the season, comes your way from the Viero Event Center at 7:05. We'll have the pregame show presented by Viero Wireless at 6:45 right here on the Breeze. It'll be the final time to hear your Tri-City Storm on the airwaves this season. We'll hope to wrap it up with a good one tomorrow night. So tune in tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. And until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.